Chicken. Don't cut it. No matter how big the piece of chicken is, you have to fork the whole thing into your mouth.
Your football station is 560 QAM.
Fireball! Fireball! Fireball!
Anyway, thank you so much for what you guys do. You make my life a little better, and God bless you guys.
Thank you. I mean, you waited on hold to tell us that? That was very nice of you. Nobody waits on hold for 2.5 hours to tell us that we're doing well.
That's a good point.
People wait on hold to tell us how awful
why
the
we
show
suck.
Is.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That never happens.
That's a good point.
How'd that call get through?
Hello, this is Howard Snellenberg, but this is the Mark Hochman Show with Zach Kranz and Shay Tam.
F that kitty.
On 560 QAM.
Sushi time! Oh my God, my mind is blown. I just found out. Breaking news. In fact, I'll give you 30 seconds.
Breaking news,
careful. Yes, no, this is legitimate.
Andy, or just get a finger on the dump button just in case?
I'll give you 30 seconds to go get your friends and neighbors, gather them around the big AM radio in the living room there, and I will share the news with you that I just found out. Everybody assembled? Avengers Assemble.
I was going to say that.
Andy, why are you taking a deep breath? Like, I'm going to get you in trouble here. Andy, I used to do it, too, at the other radio station where I was the role of program director and executive producer. And so you run this risk of whatever goes on the show, then you're the guy that also has to explain it away. After Been there.
We all have. I'm ready.
All right, you ready? Everybody's assembled. Shay, you're not ready? You are ready? Okay. I just found this out. My mind is blown. My champion shirts are not cool. Now, I had no idea. Oh, and Shay is saying also that I have red hair. So you think, go ahead, you could say it, Shay. You think that I have red hair?
For a very long time, yes, I did think you had red hair.
I mean, I'm thrilled that anyone thinks I have hair, period. Like, I'm in the frame where if anybody says, hey, you're redhead, you're blonde, anything better than bald at this point. But Channing Crowder was saying that I have red hair, and I'm like, I'm not a redhead. And Shay's like, the hell you aren't. You are a redhead.
Yes, you are a redhead.
I am not a redhead.
Ginger.
You are ginger.
No. Boog Shambi's a redhead. Go look at my avatar picture.
Boog is definitely a
redhead. He's a redhead. Yeah. I'm not a redhead.
Wait, Auburn?
Not even,
is that the color?
No, blonde. It's blonde.
That's not blonde.
That's not blonde, dude.
It's blonde. I don't know what to tell you.
So was that your breaking news?
Zach's wife, her hair is blonde. Your hair,
same
Auburn,
color as
red.
Your shirt.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Stop that. Ridiculous.
Blood red?
Like, you know that Kool-Aid man? That's your hair.
Get out of here. That's ridiculous.
Dolphins Kool-Aid?
I'm honestly blown away that these champion shirts that I wear often not cool.
You didn't know that they weren't cool?
No, I didn't. And it was Channing Crowder. Crowder's kind of like, he's my ear to the streets.
Yeah.
And he let me know today. Shay, no, Channing's not a good ear to the streets. All right, I'll find a different ear to the streets. I got to put that on the to-do list for today.
You should ask Lousen.
Find new ear to the streets. But Crowder was telling me that that my champion shirts are not cool. Hmm. That Nike's cool, Under Armour's cool,
yep.
Even Puma at one point.
Reebok. Yeah.
But Champion, he said no one wears Champion. And he wanted to know if I bought this shirt at a flea market. And I don't. I spend top dollar on these shirts at Sports Authority.
Really?
I'm blown away here. Is everyone aware of this? That Champion apparel is apparently not cool?
I don't have any Champion stuff. And I guess at a certain point it stopped being cool, but, I mean, you wear it a lot, so I don't want to say anything.
Well, I just didn't know. Shay, were you aware of this, that the Champion logo, the Champion label, not necessarily hip?
I wouldn't purchase them, no.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not hip, though.
Yeah, I would go for one of the others that you said.
I mean, it's fine to work out in.
Well, no, I wear it every day,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's not cool.
See, what I was shown, I got new shoes, and Crowder was like, oh, those are nice sneakers. Like, those are really cool Nikes. And I'm like, yeah, look, it matches my shirt. He's like, No, it doesn't, because A, your shirt is Champion, and B, your shirt's uncool. And I had no idea.
Crowder just texted me that it's from the Salvation Army's finest.
Yeah, it's not, though. It's really not. And according to Crowder and Shay, they think my hair matches the Salvation Army bucket. And it does not. It does not. It just doesn't. So, all right. Anyway, wow. I'm going to have to reassess my wardrobe selection unless someone can tweet or call me and argue on behalf of Champion. Hmm. Champion's got to be a sponsor of something, of someone.
I think there's like a Champion's Bowl, right?
I thought it was, and then they became Russell Athletic Bowl.
Oh, maybe it did.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think you might be out, man.
I'm going to research this a little bit. I don't think Champion is as uncool as Crowder has made it out to be. We have Dolphins-Ravens tickets to give away on this very program today.
Big game.
That's a big game.
Huge game.
Great prize, right?
Yes.
Ira Winderman was on with us yesterday. He shocked me when he said the Heat are teetering. Remember, that was the word that he used, teetering. And I pressed him on it, and he went on to explain that he doesn't want to see them become a 7 or an 8 seed. They're teetering on that, according to Ira. Now, last night's game against Atlanta could not have made many Heat fans feel very good. And it just wasn't happening for them last night.
I found you a sponsor, the Champion.
Who?
Channing sent this in to me. Oh, I don't know if you're going to like it. Champion sponsors strippers' leggings.
See, he's making stuff up. He's making stuff up. There's got to be a spot. Like, Champion's way too big an apparel company to not have sponsors.
You'd think, yes.
And if they don't, I want to be the guy.
You should be.
Maybe they do, like, tennis guys or something, or golf guys.
We'll have Grant look it up.
Is this person calling in? Is it about Champion? Do we know if this caller's about Champion? Are you calling about Champion clothing?
How you doing, gentlemen? Great show.
Thank you.
It just started, but it's hopefully to be a great show.
I was going
to say,
it's really 9 minutes in. I don't feel like it's anywhere near great.
I think so. I think it is.
No,
well,
I don't think it
if
is.
If I can, before I get to the main point, if I can just say about Champion, I remember hearing about Champion back in the 80s. So
Is it not the 80s any longer?
Yeah, exactly. Back in the 80s, it was pretty Champion.
Consider my mind blown again. It's no longer the 80s. Next thing you're going to tell me is Jefferson Starship's not cool.
Good music. But, hey, gentlemen, wanted to comment on the whole thing with UF football and what they were able to accomplish, you know, bringing.
Well, hold on. I'm not ready to talk about that yet.
Oh, you're not?
No. Can you hold on?
Yes, sir.
I only wanted to talk about Champion.
He sent me other Champion stuff. Lingerie Football League Champion.
No, stop
and female
it.
Lacrosse.
Harvey, were you calling about Champion, Harvey?
Oh, man, you got it. I'll tell you. I'm going to tell you a little story, and then I'm going to beg you for something.
Is it about Champion?
It's about the Dolphins.
No, I'm not ready to talk about
that
yet.
We've got
to
talk about Champion.
Not ready. Man, you got to talk to me.
No, I can't. I can't. I can't.
Well, hold on now. Hold on for a minute.
Yeah, hold on. Just don't go anywhere. I'll get to you in the 80s.
I guess my tickets for Oingo Boingo are no good tonight.
I love Oingo Boingo.
So,
the Heat last night, not a lot of Heat fans can feel good about what they witnessed last night.
What can you feel good about?
Do you think they're teetering, though? Like, I pressed Ira on that term yesterday, and then I watched the game last night, and I'm like, they are teetering.
After watching the game last night and being asked the question this morning on another show in Baltimore about the Heat, I said, I hope they make the playoffs.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I went from them being the 3 or 4 seed to we're looking at 7 or 8.
You want to hear Dwayne Wade after the game last night? Listen to this sound of Dwayne Wade. Tell me that this doesn't sound like a defeated Dwayne Wade with no answers where he's just like, yeah, this ain't working.
I don't know. It just ain't working. I mean, I can, you know, me and you can sit down. We can break this down all day, but at the end of the day, it just ain't working, man. And, you know, we just got to do a better job.
Like, you don't have an actual answer and you just go, it ain't working, and I don't know, it just ain't working.
Would the Cavs take Wade for Deion Waiters?
He wants to go
can
there
Can you play
now?
That clip again? Because it kind of sounded to me like that clip you play from the Captain Phillips all the time where Tom Hanks is yelling, it's broken. It's just, it's broken. I don't know what to say, but it's broken.
We can mix and match the two of those.
The ship is broken.
Robbie, you know something about Champion?
Yeah, they're the coolest pro player. Remember them?
No, come on. Are you serious?
I used to wear it when I was like 10 years old, maybe.
Honestly?
And
like
he's 60.
Champion's as cool as pro player? Because that makes me laugh. I mean, that was Fruit of the Loom,
yeah.
I think.
Uh-huh.
By the way, Champion is owned by Hanes.
Hanes. That's
all. Michael Jordan does Hanes.
Yeah, but he doesn't do champion.
Oh! Go to break. No!
This is the Mark Hochman Show.
He's one of the ones that they call the big boys.
With Zach Cramp.
He's one of the heavyweights.
On 560 QAM.
I was certain that you were going to come back with Queen, We Are the Champions, because I mentioned champion 1,000 times in the last segment, and you are the king of the hacky radio producer, and I was racking my brain. I'm like, what song champion? I'm like, oh, We Are the Champions, no question about it, and whiff. Swing and a miss.
Sorry, I got a little distracted. I have a feeling that my web department just created more headaches for me again today.
All right, for you.
Yep.
I hate you.
Stinks for Andy.
All right, for you. Al Golden's blocking a lot of people on Twitter today, I hear.
Oh, no. It's just
people are tweeting me right now. They're like, did Al Golden
block
you?
Yeah, I just
you?
Got that.
If he blocks me, shame on him, because I've got his back.
That's Balake you?
Balake me. And Balake, what's the dude's name? I don't even know.
Balake James?
Balake James. I forgot the athletic director's name. I didn't get to much what I wanted to talk about there in the first segment because I was rattled by Channing Crowder telling me that champion's not cool. I went out in the hallway during the commercial break and I asked Lauzen, who's the executive producer for Coop and Crowder, and I'm like, champion cool? Nah, bro.
Nah, bro.
And then Grant, our intern's like, but you're wearing the dry fit. It makes it a little more cool. And then I was asking Lauzen, like, my Nike shoes, are these cool? And he's like, yeah, but the bigger the Nike logo, the less cool they are. And my shoes are entire Nike logos. That's all I'm wearing on my feet.
Oh, so you're like the outlet Nike guy.
No, but I'm not, though.
You're outlet Nike.
I'm not.
By the way, someone texted us that Champion is the current sponsor for FIBA.
Is that true?
I don't know. Got to look it up.
That's a very very important international basketball association. In fact, I believe it's the only international basketball
association. That's a good
point. Your team, Florida, they've got a new head coach, Jim McElwain.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Are you?
Yeah, no, because there's certain reasons why I'm happy. They could have went the route of going and paying, you know, $8 million
sure.
to go get whatever it was. Any big name, Bob
Stoops.
This
is a big contract, though, because it's a long period of time. But what is it, like $3.5 million
a year? It was an $8 million buyout to start.
Oh, okay.
But the coach is paying $2 million out of his own pocket.
Oh, well,
so, you know, he wanted
him.
To leave. You
good
know,
for him.
Stinks for him. He's only getting 30 instead of $32 million.
Oh, well, what a stand-up guy.
But I think this is the right way to go. Plus, you know how we all hate Nick Saban for being, you know, leaving here for Alabama?
Damn good college coach.
This guy was the offensive coordinator for Saban for a couple years.
Yeah, so it comes with good lineage.
So I'm okay with that. I'm actually okay. Now, Bob Stoops, Chip Kelly would have been great names.
Great names.
I would have loved it. This guy's got something to prove a little bit.
Steve Spurrier didn't want to come back?
No. If you don't think they called and
I'm
offered
sure
him.
I'm sure they did.
And Dan
I'm
Mullen
sure
at Mississippi.
Did, right? Don't you
I mean,
think?
Hugh Freeze, that's why Hugh Freeze just got an extension at Mississippi. The Mississippi coach had 4 years left on his deal. He just got 6 more years.
Spurrier going back would have been one of the greatest sports stories.
I would have moved to Gainesville. It would have been a party 24 hours a day in Gainesville.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Like I said.
They should have brought back Ron Zook.
Ron
What's
Zook
he doing?
A special teams coordinator. Spurrier will just do the offense and let Billy Donovan coach the football team.
Ravens, the defensive tackle, Haloti Ngata.
What?
No? Halitosis Ngata?
It's not Ngata? I thought it was Ngata.
No, Haloti Ngata.
Oh.
He was suspended for the rest of the regular season. That's
huge.
Very good for the Dolphins.
Huge for the Dolphins.
I mean, really good news.
Do you know what the Ravens' defense versus the rush is this year? Fifth.
And they're losing. I mean, that's the key guy.
That's their guy in the middle. It's their biggest part of the defense.
Pro bowler. That's a huge, huge, great turn of events for the Dolphins going into
now I'm going to start Lamar Miller this week.
Very important game on Sunday. That's really big news.
Yeah, huge.
And the Heat, they start a big road trip tomorrow.
That's why you needed to beat the Hawks.
Well,
last night.
That's why Heat fans were so disappointed. It's why Dwayne Wade sounded so despondent, I think, after the game. They're at Milwaukee, then at Memphis, then at Phoenix, at Denver.
1-3.
And at the Jazz.
1-4.
I mean, you want to get, I mean, the best you could hope for is to come back from that road trip with three wins.
If they get two, I'll be happy.
If you get two, I would be happy. And if they get one, you're not surprised.
No, I wouldn't be surprised at one. I'm happy with two. Three, I'm shocked. Like champion shocked. Like mind blown.
I was totally shocked about this champion thing. Did you know that, Andy?
Yeah, man. Like, why? Like, where did you think that champion was anything that people wore other than workout clothes to the gym?
I didn't give it any thought, but I guess that's why I'm not cool. Like, you know what I mean?
Amongst
like,
many reasons, yes.
Yeah, but but when you get to my, I'm 45. So when you get to my age, the thought of I got to go buy the hip brand
doesn't really come.
I'm just looking
for. You wear
what's
comfortable.
I look for something that conceals my man boobs. And I caught myself.
Dry fit.
I caught a profile of myself walking out of the Pollo Tropical today. Like, I saw myself in the window. And I'm like, who did they replace my reflection with? Because that doesn't look like me.
Like you had red hair?
I'm like, shout out to pears. I had a pear-shaped body. I didn't know what was going on there. What the hell are we talking about?
I don't even know.
You want to hear the best highlight from yesterday?
Anything, yes.
Okay, this is the single best sports highlight from yesterday.
Carter Williams gets the ball, and the Sixers gain the victory, their first of the season, as they beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 85-77. So the Sixers now 1-17.
Oh, God, jeez. Like, keep that out of the final call.
How great is that?
They might only win 5 games this year, so that is a huge day for Philadelphia.
Huge day. They got one. They've won a game out of their first 18.
I think Bovada, like .com, one of the betting websites, had a prop bet like a week ago. Who wins more games, the Eagles or the 76ers?
Well, and still, I still think that the Eagles are more on pace to win more games.
I think the Eagles are definitely going
to
win.
Speaking of games, because I told you we have Dolphins-Ravens tickets to give away on this very program, I am going to debut a brand new radio game show.
Really?
Today. It's the worst thing I've ever created.
Oh, good.
Too far into it to go back now. It's called Baltimore or Balti Less. So bad. It is so true.
What kind of
bad.
Music are we going to play for that?
Harvey, go ahead, Harvey. You were on hold before. What do you need, buddy?
You know, after listening to what you said about Dwayne Wade in his interview, Dwayne probably doesn't think we could beat the 76ers right now.
Probably not.
What do you mean? Philly's coming into town? Oh, we're done.
Well, everybody's injured. Lou Aldang was injured yesterday. Like, it can't be fun to be around the Heat right now.
Well, around the Dolphins, it's Haloti Nada.
Haloti Nada. Nada.
Coming nowhere. You know, I have to tell you, when I turned on the radio, I heard you were giving away Dolphin tickets. And I have to share this with you, and it's not a thing I'm proud of, but I'm a recovering alcoholic.
Okay.
And the last time I was at Dolphin Stadium was at the Baltimore playoff game. I think it was 2000.
Oh, I'm sorry. Man.
Now I know why you started to drink.
That was the end of my drinking career.
Really?
I haven't drank now in 11 years.
Wow.
Hold on.
I'm proud of you.
Good for you.
I'm very happy about that.
But, you know, what's beautiful about it is I got arrested in the stadium that day.
You did?
I got arrested, and I got to visit the jail downstairs. At halftime, I think we were down 6-3 at the half.
Did they put Pennington in there with you?
I would have been a nice person, because believe me, what I saw, I said, I ain't this bad, but I found out maybe I am, or was. Anyway, I got to tell you, I want Baltimore going down so bad. So bad. And Nada is the answer to all of our dreams. If we can only keep it together this weekend, I really think Baltimore may go down in Miami.
Well, it'll be great. It's a very big victory that is needed by them, and hopefully they'll get it. I'm guessing you're calling to beg me for tickets.
Well, you know something? I don't know if I... You know, I would love to go to the game. It's kind of like bittersweet in a way. I'm going to kind of just say that I wanted to talk to you guys because I'll tell you, you guys must be drinking some good stuff today because 2 minutes ago, you were totally out of control.
Yeah.
We're having some fun.
2 weeks ago, 2 hours ago.
Harvey, I want to tell you, I'm proud of you. You sound like you've turned your life around, and I always like hearing from listeners. One of the great things about doing local radio is that you get to interact with people that are around here, and I love hearing the story. If I give you the Dolphins tickets, though, then I can't play the game Baltimore or Balti less, and that would ruin my day.
Don't play your game because I won your last game when you had the...
Oh, there you go.
Well, I think, yeah, I went to the Green Bay game.
Oh, so there you go. All right.
You want to go to Andy's house and watch a game on Sunday?
No, Andy's got alcohol all over the place.
And web problems.
Hey, Harvey, thanks for listening, man. We appreciate
it. All right, man. Say hi to Twain. Keep smiling.
Have a great holiday season. I always like hearing a nice story.
That was
like
a good
that.
Story.
We have a lot of stuff to get to today. Steve Berline is joining us, what, at like 4 o'clock? 4:15.
4:15. Right, Andy's favorite time, I've guessed.
I would imagine that Steve Berline wears Champion. Right? If I ask Steve Berline if Champion's cool, he's probably going to say, yeah, why? What would be wrong
with
Champion?
That's not going to be good for you, though.
All right, let me talk to you about Cheetah. No, probably not. He's got to be older than me, right?
He's a little older than you, yeah.
All right, let me talk to you about the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs.
Waiting for you to get that.
That's funny. Just a touch older than you. He's 74. Let me talk to you about the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs. Cheetah Pompano, of course, is the original Cheetah location. They're offering a free lunch menu daily, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6. As you know by now, always a great time at Cheetah Pompano. Cheetah Hallandale Beach, they're open 11:30 a.m. till 6 a.m., 7 days a week. They have a separate sports lounge in there with 10 60-inch HD TVs and 5 projector screens as well. Perfect place. There's some big college football games on Saturday. There's some good NFL games on Sunday. Perfect place to watch any of the games or any of the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs. And, of course, the Cheetah Girls make it even better. Best way to watch any big sporting event in our area here, definitely inside that separate sports lounge at Cheetah Hallandale. They've got the ultimate in adult entertainment, Cheetah Hallandale Beach, Sunday through Thursday, $100 bottle specials, 2 a.m. till 6 a.m., $6 breakfast menu starting every night at midnight, free gourmet lunch daily as well, 11:30 till 3, and they've got happy hour till 6 also. And locals say Cheetah Hallandale has the coldest draft beer in Florida, and I concur. They've got 5 exciting and sexy stages, posh VIP seating available, and, of course, the world-famous Cheetah Girls. You want info on any of the Cheetah clubs, visit their website. It's CheetahSOFL.com.
No other radio.
It's bad. It's so bad. Blood everywhere.
With Zach Cramp.
The Funk Pens were a terrible idea. Why did you let us do that?
On 560 QAM.
It's so bad!
Oh, this is my song. Is this not cool for someone to like Echo Smith?
Well, the song's called Cool Kids.
Right.
Is it? Really?
Yeah. It's a really good song.
This is the song for the Champion commercials.
I got to learn a little bit more about Champion before I decide to agree with Channing Crowder that Champion's not cool.
Do you know that Andy hasn't smiled once since the show started, though?
It's been a very stressful time. Look, the truth of the matter is that we were taken over by CBS on Monday, and Andy's also in a management position here, and things are changing, you know, and the systems are changing. And wait a second, Travis, you know something about Champion, Travis?
Man, look here. When I was in high school, 93 to 96, if I'm not mistaken,
mm-hmm.
Champion made the best basketball NBA replica jerseys.
Is that true?
Yes.
So how does that fare for me in 2014?
Look here, man. You're still cool, man. Old school. That's all.
That's what old I'm saying, school. Travis. Wow. Nice. Yeah. I'm old school.
93 was a year after my bar mitzvah.
Wow.
That's when Champion was cool?
Holy moly. I like that. I like the way that he said it. It's
old school. Okay.
Yeah. That's right, man. Like, I'm wearing this because I like old school. It's a throwback. And Champion's owned by Hanes. Michael Jordan is an endorser of Hanes. I'm a huge fan of Michael Jordan. Grew up watching him.
Champion
yeah.
used to make the Magic Johnson Larry Bird shoes, right? Was that Champion or Chuck Taylor?
I think that was Converse.
Was it Converse? Oh, okay. I thought it was. Oh, yeah. Then you're not cool. Yeah, I was trying to help you out. You
no,
should have just agreed.
If they were
with
making
me
all the replica jerseys, then that's cool.
I did have some of them.
All right. Should we get to Honked Off Like a Goose? Here's Howard Schnellenberger. He's the voice of our program. That dude's old school. Unapologetically old school.
You're right. It was Converse.
Here's Howard Schnellenberger to introduce Honked Off Like a Goose.
Don't get your feathers ruffled.
What about British Knights?
I used to have BKs.
I'm sure you did.
Like a goose.
I 100% used to have BKs, and I used to have a BK hat that I would wear. And I'm not talking about Burger King, kids.
Oh.
Talking about British Knights. This is unbelievable. I am going to blow everyone's mind right now during Honked Off Like a Goose.
I'm ready.
Rolling Stone has come out with the top three songs of 2014.
Top three songs.
Top three songs of this entire year, according to Rolling Stone.
Gotta be your girl.
In fact, turn the music down a little bit, Andy, because I'm going to play a couple clips here. This is the number one song, according to Rolling Stone, because I'm going to blow your mind with number three, because these are the top three. The number one song, according to Rolling Stone. You have any guess? Iggy Azalea is not a bad guess.
That's what I would think of.
Fancy was one of the biggest hits. Do you have a guess, Andy?
I know exactly what it's going to be.
What is it going to be?
It's going to be Taylor Swift, Shake It Off.
Shake It Off will be another good guess. What about you, Shay? You have a guess, or you concur with that, Taylor Swift?
I have to agree with Andy.
What about that Happy song?
Happy from Pharrell. Was that this
year,
or was that 2013 when it originally came out?
I don't know.
Here, according to Rolling Stone, is the number one song of the entire year.
Baby,
okay, no problem with that. No
Look
problem.
At Chase dancing.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, no problem with that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This, according to Rolling Stone, number two song of the entire year. I also have no problem with this.
Turn down for what?
Yep, I'm good with that.
We okay on the first two songs?
Yep.
Here's why I'm honked off like a goose. Number three song, according to Rolling Stone, for the entire year of 2014, is...
If you go your way and up your way, are we so...
What the hell is this?
That's the free songs that U2 put on everybody's
phone. That's on my phone?
That is Every Breaking Wave by U2, and according to Rolling Stone, that is the third best song of 2014, and it honks me off like a goose.
A honk, mother.
That and that champion's not cool. Zach, is there anything that's honking you off like a goose today?
Yeah, I'm not really sure if I'm honked off or happy as a clam. I guess I'll be honked off at the beginning of this.
Be honked off like a clam.
I'm honked off. I'm happy as a
just
goose.
Just to confuse Andy more than he is this
week.
Yeah,
I'm happy as a goose. There's a man arrested for stealing an ambulance. Yeah, right? Like, that's weird. But you want to know why he stole an ambulance? I kind of honked off that he stole an ambulance. Yeah, he had to get somewhere.
Somewhere.
Do you know where he had to get to?
I'm guessing a hospital.
No, where I'm happy as a clam is he stole an ambulance to get to a strip club.
Get out.
There you go. Thank you.
No, you cannot support stealing an ambulance
to go to a strip club.
No, I'm not. Sounds like you are.
I'm honked off at the stealing an ambulance. I'm happy as a clam that's where he went, at least, if he's going to do that.
All right.
He's arrested a 50-year-old Oakland County Sheriff's. Arrested a 51-year-old man who stole an ambulance to drive to a strip club. Brian, I can't even say his last name, Pontiac, Michigan, stole a Star EMS ambulance that was sitting outside of a hospital. According to the police, he was not aware of a tracker in the ambulance or the video camera sitting right on the dashboard.
Yeah, I would imagine if you knew that there was a tracker in there, you probably wouldn't steal it.
But he was going to a strip club right off 8 Mile Road.
Oh,
so there's a lot in there. But I guess I was upset that he stole the...
Yeah, no, you should be. No one should steal an ambulance because you could be taking away an ambulance when somebody actually needs
the ambulance. That's why I'm honked off.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, happy you went to a strip club.
Shay, what do you think about my champion shirt? If you had to rate my champion shirt 1 through 10, what would you give it?
-1.
Really? It's that uncool?
I don't like it.
Wow. No, I appreciate the honesty.
No problem.
What's better, red shirt or red hair?
You look okay today.
Thanks.
You look okay today.
I don't have red hair, by the way.
Yeah, you do.
I know what the color red is. This is red. This is not what my color, my,
no,
my hair
looks
like.
That doesn't look like your hair, though.
Anything honking you off like a goose?
Okay, so a man in Massachusetts bought an antique table for $40, and inside the desk he found $127,000 in savings bonds.
What?
I have this as a story to get to later today. I have this as a story.
Oh, my God.
I have sound of the guy.
I think that's amazing that he took the Bonds found who it belonged to and gave them back.
He gave the money back?
Yes.
The story. Well, why are you honked off like a goose?
I'm honked off because I talked to a couple people before I came to work.
I was going to ask this today if you guys would give the money back.
And I asked him. I said, would you look these people up and give the money back? And everybody said no.
Yeah, no.
Let me tell you the story here real quickly. Yeah. I'm glad that you brought it up. Let me tell you the story here quickly. Guy buys a desk at auction, okay? And apparently this type of desk, because this guy buys stuff at auctions, this type of desk has secret compartments. That's why a lot of auction buyers buy this particular desk. Because they know that there's going to be a secret compartment. He finds the $127,000 in bonds hidden inside it. He calls the auction house to track down the owner. Turns out the bonds belong to a 94-year-old man who had been looking for them for years. The desk was being auctioned along with his house and everything in it because he needed to move to a nursing home and couldn't afford it.
They're auctioning off
all his possessions. But because this guy bought the desk and gave him the bonds back, his life is not ruined.
All right, that's a different story.
So now don't you feel like a jackass?
No, I still wouldn't give it back.
Andy?
Hi, Hawk.
How's it going, buddy?
Good times.
Because you're happy.
You guys are the worst.
Are you happy as a clam today?
Oh, my God.
Are you angry as a moose?
I would love to be happy as a clam. I've been happy up until about 5 minutes before I walked into the studio and I realized that, hey, actually, no, I'm honked off.
Wait till tonight when you're fired.
Wait, I'm not laughing at the fact you're getting fired. It was just funny. The joke.
Thanks. Yeah. Okay. Looking forward to my unemployment. No, I'm honked off today because I have family coming in town. I have to entertain my uncle now for the next 4 days.
Oh, I hate that. Like, come into town, that's fine. Stay with me. Whatever. I can't entertain you constantly.
Yeah, like, he's coming in for the Ravens game. Lives in Baltimore. Coming in for the Ravens game this weekend. I'm like, okay, great. Fly in Saturday night.
Like at midnight?
Yeah, that's what
no,
I want.
That's when you'd want
that's
him to fly in.
Fly
no,
in Saturday,
fly in
I pick up Saturday night. We'll go out for drinks and dinner.
I'm with that. Game.
No, he's coming in tonight.
Right, and you have to entertain him.
Right, and I have to change my plans for tonight. Yep. I have to cancel a date. Yep. Like, this is not cool. So, sorry, Uncle Steve, but I'm honked off at you.
I completely understand.
Yeah.
Tell him, though, that he should be listening to the wacky radio game show we're going to do later called Balty More or Balty Less. It's going to set records for radio.
I can't wait.
Someone's going to win Dolphins-Ravens tickets on this show this afternoon, playing maybe the worst radio game show ever invented, Balty More or Balty Less.
I'm so excited.
Quick break for us. We'll come right back.
The Mark Hockman Show.
Now, y'all look money hungry. And that's good. Anybody tells you money's the root of all evil doesn't have any.
With Zach Krantz.
They say money can't buy happiness. Look at the smile on my face. Ear to ear, baby.
On 560 QAM.
You were young and your heart was an open book. You used to say, live and let live.
Little Guns N' Roses for you on a Thursday. Isn't that a throwback Thursday? Is this considered a throwback?
Yeah, I guess so. When did this come out?
This is when I was in college, I'm imagining. So
1878.
You guys are so mean to me. I just tweeted out a picture of my Champion shirt and my Nike shoes, which Crowder said that he liked the shoes, but then he said you can't really wear Nike with Champion, which I didn't know that, and then I didn't realize that the red are not the same colors. Like, I thought my red shirt matches the red shoes.
No, it doesn't.
They're apparently not, and I don't know. There's a lot going on there, but I just tweeted it out so people can see what I'm talking about. Steve Berline is going to join us later on in the next hour. Mm-hmm. We'll talk some Dolphins-Ravens with him. He's on the call for CBS, right?
Yes, he is.
And we're also going to play a wacky radio game show later on in the afternoon where someone can win Dolphins-Ravens tickets, which is a great prize.
I'm looking forward to that.
Also have tickets to give away today for this Ronin Professional Wrestling card, which is Saturday at the War Memorial Auditorium. Wrestling is fun. Even the smaller local promotions like Ronin, I've taken my kid to that before. It's really fun to go to the wrestling promotions. They make a whole day out of it with meet and greets and all that stuff.
Gino Toretta just tweeted at you, stop buying shirts at Costco.
I mean, honestly, like, everyone knew this.
Shirt?
Honestly, everybody knew this. The Champion, like, There's no chance that Champions is uncool as everyone else
is
making
it sound. I'm not the coolest guy in the world, and I have no Champion stuff. I got Nike stuff. I got Under Armour stuff. I don't have any Champion stuff.
I mean, Randall Hill texted me. Randall Hill texted me and said, take it from me, the brand is kind of played, and also I'm an NFL uniform inspector, which he is, so the guy knows his fashion. I'm just surprised that everybody seemed to have kind of known this except me. Like, I don't know. I just didn't know. I didn't know. So I didn't know. And so now what do? I have to get rid of the shirt?
No.
I have more than one Champion shirt. Shay, you've seen me. I wear the shirts often. I just have to throw them all out? Is that what I'm doing now? I got to throw all my shirts out.
Yep. Burn them. Do something.
Burn them. Wow.
I mean, honestly?
You know what that C could be for?
What?
CBS.
Oh.
Now you want to burn the shirt, Shay?
What?
All of a sudden, Shay's got Champion apparel.
I have a very important question to ask Miami fans. Before we get to it, though, let's get to the scoop with Shay Tab. Here he is, Howard Schnellenberger, a man who has probably worn some Champion apparel in his lifetime. Here's Howard Schnellenberger to introduce the scoop.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot, baby, shoot.
Now it's time for the scoop with Shay Tab.
Miguel, our promotions director, just brought me a QAM shirt to put over my Champion shirt. I'm sticking with the Champion shirt. I don't care what anybody says. Go ahead, Shay. What's going on in the world today?
Well, it's about that time for mall Santas to come out. And, you know, kids like to get their pictures with Santas.
Yes.
Well, they have no filter when it comes down to asking Santas questions for things. Okay. Here are the best things that kids have requested.
I can only imagine.
I can only imagine.
A unicorn that poops rainbows.
He's the squatty potty. I feel like I poop rainbows.
Oh, God.
A kid asked for a penis book. But
wait a minute.
What?
They meant peanuts.
Oh, okay.
But they can't pronounce
gotcha.
Peanuts.
Well, maybe the Santa just didn't hear it properly. Maybe he did say peanuts.
Santa was drinking a little whiskey, huh?
A gumball machine filled with avocados.
That kid needs help.
Yeah.
I do like me some guacamole, but.
Oh, listen, but not when you're a kid. You want gumballs in your gumball machine.
Right, exactly. All types of candy. And they want all Backstreet Boys CDs destroyed.
Destroyed, okay.
That's funny.
Destroyed.
I just got a text from a very important person.
Andy?
In South Florida sports media.
Oh, Andy.
I can't relay who it is.
Okay.
It's a very important person in South Florida sports media. And he says Champion went out with Chachi Arcola. Do you remember Chachi Arcola?
I do remember that.
That was Fonzie's nephew on Happy Days. Chachi was Scott Baio.
Yeah.
Chachi Arcola. So all of South Florida sports is weighing in. What the heck is this person's name? It says Dawn Downtown Dave. You have style tips?
Hey, what's up, Hawkman? Yeah,
what's going on?
I sure do have some style tips for you.
All right.
Love the show, long time listener. First
Thank you.
Caller.
Appreciate it.
All right. So Champion, the only way Champion works is if you cut that T-shirt into a V-neck and rip the sleeves off so you look like a metal drummer.
I would look ridiculous like that.
I feel like Big O does that.
Big O might do that. Yeah. But here's the other really big one is you have to avoid labels and logos all the time and then just make sure that your T-shirts, the shoulders always line up with your shoulders, and then your sleeves can't ever reach your elbows.
The funny thing is, Crowder tells me all the time, hey, man, another shirt with no logo on it. He makes fun of me for not having logos on my shirts.
Oh, no way. Oh, here's what you could do with Champion, though, is you wear it inside out. I wear shirts inside out all the time.
Really?
Wow.
And then people just point it out to me like, hey, that's inside out. And it's like, yeah, I know that.
All right, I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to wear my shirts inside out, and I'm just going to handwrite Under Armour on it.
Shay, please help.
Shay, do you have any celebrity birthdays?
Yes. And
do
if you turn your shirt inside out, I'll punch you. Like, I seriously
That's
will.
A good way to get around it, though. Then you can't make fun of the Champion logo.
Actually, I'm just excited to see Shay punch you, to be honest.
Celebrity birthdays?
Jay-Z is 45.
45.
Wow.
Jay-Z. Hove.
Skip Bayless is 63.
Wow.
He is more yoked than all of us.
Yep.
Everybody doesn't realize. Oh. I read a story about Skip Bayless. He is a workout fiend.
Wow.
He looks great. Look, you know, you don't have to like what he says. I don't. And I think he stirs stuff up.
How old is he in troll years?
That is job. 190. But 63. You have to admit.
Oh, yeah. You know, he looks good for 63. For 63.
You know when you're reading magazines and you see that thing for like...
The old guy who's ripped.
Yeah. That is Bayless.
If you've seen Skip Bayless with a shirt off, and who in media hasn't? If you haven't seen Skip Bayless... No, honestly, for 63 years old, that guy is in such great shape. I wish I was as in good a shape of as Skip Bayless is. Any other celebrity birthday, Shay?
Tyra Banks is 41.
Wow. Tyra Banks, 41.
And Jeff Bridges is 65.
Jeff Bridges.
The dude.
65. The dude. Yeah. All right, I have a very important question to ask South Florida sports fans, and Steve Berline's going to join us at 4:15. We're going to talk with Mike Wallace today from ESPN.com. We'll talk with Omar Kelly today from the Sun Sentinel, and we'll give away Dolphins-Ravens tickets as well. The question that I'm going to ask centers around, do you think Miami fans are more passionate when we're losing rather than winning? Because I wonder if that's an indictment on our fan base. Are we more passionate about the Miami Hurricanes when they're losing versus if they were winning? Are we more passionate right now about the Hurricanes football program than we were about the Heat the last four seasons? I don't know. I'll ask you the question. You can answer it when we come back.
From my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
Yeah, a little Oingo Boingo. Wait,
there it is.
Throwback Thursday.
My tickets for tonight's concert.
Great movie as well, Weird Science.
Love that movie.
Such a good movie. Lots of balls in the air for us here, and that last hour was fun. But I did want to ask a serious question. I kind of told you what it was at the end of that segment. In all honesty, and I don't know if this is bad or not, and I don't know if this is different from other cities or not, but do you think Miami fans are more passionate about losing teams than winning ones? Because if that's so, does that make our city weak as a sports city? Is there more passion, like I said, for the Hurricanes right now because they're losing than there would be if they were a top four team right now? If the Hurricanes, because we've done, today's Thursday, we did three full shows essentially on Hurricanes football.
Yeah.
Now, why? Because a lot of people are very unhappy with the state of the Hurricanes football program, me one of them. But I wonder, if they were a top four team right now, would you be able to talk Hurricanes football Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday?
No.
So it's the losing.
Yeah, I think
losing brings out the passion.
More of the passion, because I would say in that 2000, 2001, 2002 run of national championships and amazing players, we were talking about them, but not like we are now.
Because it's dominating sports conversations right now,
yeah.
Right?
If they were winning, if the Dolphins were, what are they, 7-5 now?
Yeah.
If they were 1-11, we'd be talking about them every day.
So is that a black mark on us as a sports city, or do you think that's common?
If the Giants and the Jets are dominating sports talk in New York. They both stink.
Right.
They're dominating sports talk. If the Jets, the only difference I think is if the Jets were 11-1 and the Giants were 10-2, they still would be dominating sports.
Well, do you think there's more passion about the Hurricanes football team right now because, and they're not even epically bad, they're 6-6. Like, to me, epically bad is 0-12.
For the Canes,
understood, but it's losing to Arkansas State. It's losing to FAMU.
Yeah. Oh,
like, that's epically bad.
Yes,
and they're not. They're 6-6. Do you think there's more passion right now about the Miami Hurricanes football team than there was positive passion about the Heat the last four seasons?
Yes.
Really?
I do. I really think so.
And I'm
so.
Not talking about specifically the moment that we got LeBron or the moment that LeBron left.
In the midst of the winning.
I'm talking about the seasons in general.
We were cocky Heat fans. We knew what was going on. We knew we realistically thought we couldn't lose.
But the passion wasn't the same?
No. The passion for this is a lot different. I think that we still talked about the Heat a lot. And we did. We were on the air in April. So we were on during this last run where we were talking about them every day. A game against Washington, a game against it didn't matter. And we talked about them every day. It's just a lot different right now because you don't
losing.
You don't know what to expect. You like you don't know week to week if you're going to win or lose.
It's the losing though. Like I can't figure out if that makes us different than other sports cities or not. I'd love for someone to call in and enlighten me if you think that's the case. 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. Do you think we get more passionate as a fan base when we're losing? And if it's the case, is that necessarily a bad thing? And the only reason that I bring it up is I'm telling you, if you told me that we'd be talking Miami Hurricanes football, that Miami Hurricanes football would be the dominant conversation on our show 3-4 days after a Pitt game that was meaningless at the end of the season. It was a meaningless game. Again, no one wanted to lose.
If they would have just beat Pitt and they were 7-5 right now,
mm-hmm.
still with no real big bowl in sight, no playoff, nothing, we'd be talking right now today about Dolphins playoffs.
Correct.
About them possibly getting in. Instead, we're talking about the uncertainty around Coral Gables.
The Hurricanes.
There's another cloud. It's not the NCAA cloud,
though. The positive thing going on in, you know what's really funny? The most positive thing that's happened in South Florida sports in
Hurricanes
the last couple
basketball.
Of weeks. Well, Hurricanes basketball and Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
And no one wanted to celebrate it.
No.
We were the
not
only
even the Marlins.
Ones. Yeah, Marlins did a really awful job of celebrating it.
Not even their own team.
The Giancarlo Stanton signing, I wanted to celebrate, like really celebrate. We came on the air. I mean, we tried to milk it.
You had your Hockman jersey on.
I did.
Marlins
I was wearing
hat.
My Marlins jersey.
I know.
And no one seemed to want to get in on the celebration. In fact, all the phone calls, and I understand the Marlins are a special entity down here because of what's going on with them and the fans. But I really, now that I start talking that through, like, yeah, that was a really big positive for down here. And it was met with ho-hum.
Yeah. Just like another day.
I wonder if that's society, though, now. Like, society, like, we like to be more negative than positive. People
social media.
See celebrities, yeah. and really what we love about celebrity is bringing them down.
Well, you don't see anything on TMZ where it's something nice about somebody.
Well, you just, no one seems to have passion, or no one seems to care about the nice things or the charitable things. Like, we want the negative stuff. But I do find it interesting because, as a sports market, we get knocked all the time. And I defend the sports market a lot. I'm always saying, oh, no, Miami's no different than any other sports market. We don't have the history that Chicago or Boston has, but that's realistic. That's realistic. Like, I mean, we don't. You know, nobody for 100 years is a suffering Cubs fan.
That's true.
You know, for 100 years, they're suffering Cubs fans. And down here, we have 2 World Series titles in a 10-year span.
Yeah.
And so you don't have that. But I do find it interesting, the passion. I wonder, though, is it just about the Miami Hurricanes, though?
Well, you don't see this about the Dolphins. Like, you do, but you don't. Not, no,
not
no.
Not so certain.
But not as much as the Canes. I think the Canes are just something different down here. Because for the people that have been down here, I'm 35. I didn't grow up with baseball, hockey, or basketball.
The Hurricanes.
Here. It was the Hurricanes,
the
football.
Dolphins.
It was my sports life started at the Orange Bowl.
Right.
Saturdays for Hurricanes, Sundays for the Dolphins. Nothing during the week. No Tuesday night Marlin game. No Thursday night TNT Heat game. It wasn't that. I wanted to watch baseball. I watched TBS and the Braves. I wanted to watch basketball. I watched if the Knicks were on because my parents are from New York. So I watched a Knicks game. And hockey, come on. There was no hockey down here. No one cared.
No one cared.
It's the Sunshine State. There's no hockey. The Hurricanes were everything. The Dolphins were everything. But even with all that said, the Hurricanes are just something different. They're different than the Dolphins.
I think, actually, you probably just stumbled upon it there. It is the one team with history down here.
It's the Hurricanes.
Like, when I say we don't have much of a sports history, the Hurricanes were embedded in South Florida sports culture. So when the Hurricanes, specifically that program, starts bordering on irrelevant when it comes to football,
that's going
to
make people pissed.
That's where the passion comes
out.
And I guess the winning, the other side of it, the winning, you don't bring out the passion then, because that's what we expect down here as Hurricane fans.
Yet if you see the Canes in the next 5 years fully turn it around, I mean fully turn it around, go 11-1, win the ACC, play in this playoff, get to the national championship game and possibly win it, you think that parade for the Heat was big? You think those two parades we had back-to-back years or in 06 were big? You have a Hurricanes or Dolphins parade down here for a Super Bowl or a national championship now? Huh.
I agree with that.
Huh.
I agree with that. And listen, championships always bring out passion.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think I've stumbled upon it there via you, which is that's a sports franchise.
I'm a South Florida lifer.
For lack of a better term, it's a sports franchise that actually has history. Brian, go ahead. You're on QAM, Brian.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right, man.
Yeah, I think you just hit the nail on the head. I mean, when they using the Heat as an example of LeBron came to Miami with Bosch, there was an expectation of winning. And when you win, what typically happens? Fans get complacent. They have an expectation of continuing to win. But with the Canes, losing sucks. Losing is miserable. And I think it just evokes that misery emotion that I can't take it anymore. Do something.
But I guess it's because of the history of the team, though, yeah?
I think history plays a little bit into it. I don't think it's, like you said earlier, it's not like Chicago. And really, you can point to the first championship back in the early 80s. It's not that long ago. So there's not 10 generations of Cubby fans all sharing the same miserable...
Yeah,
correct,
right,
correct.
Yeah.
But when nothing else was going on down here, you had the Dolphins and the Hurricanes.
And both were winning.
And the Hurricanes, though, was something special. You had such a unique group of players and coaches throughout the early years.
Yeah, but when the Dolphins were winning their Super Bowls and playing in them, the Canes were a miserable team back then.
Yeah.
It wasn't until the early 80s under Kelly and Schellenberger things got turned around the first Peach Bowl. But, yeah, look, losing is horrible, losing is misery, and it breeds an emotion that is visceral.
Yeah, I guess, you know, that's right. Like, the emotion of losing, I guess, is stronger than the joy that comes
winning.
With winning, especially when you expect to be winning.
Think about the early 80s when the Canes won their first title. 83 was the first title. Marino was drafted that year.
Right.
Like, think about the only two real professional, I'm not going to call the Canes professional, but the only two sports.
No, but those are the only two ones. If you were reading the sports section.
And you're winning.
Yeah.
You got the Canes winning national championships.
Which is why,
Schnellenberger,
why
the
mediocrity right now hurts so
because
much.
We're not used to it. You're not used to this long of being. They had a couple of year spans where they didn't get the national championship and the Dolphins stunk.
Yep.
But then all of a sudden it was Marino back. He was hurt, but he's back. The Canes are back. Michael Irvin's gone. But now look at Randall Hill and this team. Look what it's been for 10 years for both football teams.
Mike, go ahead, Mike. You're on QAM.
Hey, guys. I agree with you as far as the Dolphins go. I think this team is so sick and tired of the promises that they're going to change, and they never change. With the Hurricanes, I think you're overstating it because I think the passion right now is hot because this was the year that Golden was supposed to turn it around. I think the passion is more about, I think it's time for a change again. More it is about the fact that we're losing because 6-6 still gets us a bowl game in college football. I think right now these fans are so unhappy that we got rid of all the problems. We got rid of the coach everyone wanted that didn't get the job done. And we got the coach who turned around tempo. I don't exactly agree that he did it, but you know, he was the hot guy at the time, but he didn't get the job done either. That's why everyone is so passionate because you know what? The Hurricanes, every time they had a down year in the 80s and 90s, they followed it up with something. And then, you know, they had the run 2000, 2001, 2002.
No, you're right. We've been waiting for that follow-up for way
something.
Too long.
Yeah.
I think it's more of about sick and tired of waiting for Golden and Randy and Coker, who, you know, everyone says took somebody else's team. It's like, you know what? It's not about the school anymore. It's about, are you guys going to get someone down here who can turn it around? Because FSU got down. They were down for a couple of years. The big guy retired. They brought Jimbo in, and they turned it around. The Gators go down for a couple of years. Then they come back up. Right now they're down. We've been down a long, long time, and no one's fixing it yet.
Yeah, no, we're waiting for that bounce back. I'm with you. Steve Berline is scheduled to join us in about 5 minutes. He's on the call for the Dolphins-Ravens game this Sunday, so it'll be interesting to talk to him. Few athletes hold a place in history for their contributions both on and off the field. Joe DiMaggio, the Yankee Clipper, ranks at the top of that list. Now, to commemorate the 100th anniversary of his birth, Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital and U18 Sports Medicine want to recognize South Florida youngsters who demonstrate the same qualities that made Joe DiMaggio great. leadership, kindness, perseverance, dedication, and compassion by awarding them a place on the 2014 Joe DiMaggio All-Star Team. So take a moment right now. You can do it right now. Nominate a youngster who you know consistently rises above in school, in the community, or on the field. Log on to JDCH2014AllStars.com. JDCH2014AllStars.com. Select the appropriate age group. 9 All-Stars will be selected to each team in the age group and will be recognized by local community and sports heroes. They'll receive a leadership certificate and prizes celebrating their accomplishment at an awards banquet this January. So log on right now, JDCH2014AllStars.com, and nominate a deserving youngster today. When it matters most, trust Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital.
This is the Mark Hockman Show.
Bees in the stars! Bees everywhere! God, they're huge! They're ripping my flesh off!
With Zach Krantz.
Save yourself!
Your firearms are useless against them!
On 560.
God, they're huge!
2 a.m.
Another good throwback song.
I like it.
Cars. Steve Berline is going to join us here. He is with CBS Sports, their NFL analyst. He's calling the Dolphins game this Sunday, which is 1 o'clock on CBS. We got bought by CBS on Monday, so it's
That's right. Steve Berline's part
like,
of the family.
I know. It's like car. Maybe we'll see him at the holiday party this year. Is there a holiday party this year?
Well, ask Steve.
You can watch Steve Berline every Monday at 6:30 on CBS Sports Network's NFL Monday Quarterback. How about that? And tonight,
that
by
show.
The way, Thursday Night Football on the NFL Network. It's Cowboys and Bears kickoff 8:25 tonight. Steve, what can you tell us about CBS?
I'll tell you what. Let's talk important stuff first. How am I going to get an invite to that party?
How are we going to get an invite to the party?
Steve, you got a better chance
to
go than we do.
We can't even get on the CBS email yet. Hey, before I ask you about Dolphins Ravens, Channing Crowder, former Dolphin, does a show on this radio station before us, and I walk in today. I'm wearing a Champion shirt, you know, like a Champion Champion apparel. And Crowder's making fun of me, saying that Champion not only is not cool right now, but never was cool. Well, and I said, you know what? If anybody's going to agree with me, it's Steve Berline. I'm 45 years old. Crowder's a little bit younger than me, a little bit younger than you. Champion apparel. Steve Berline says,
let me tell you something. You tell Channing Crowder when he's 45, he'll be wearing exactly what you are. I'm wearing right now. You know what I'm wearing right now?
A bathrobe.
I'm wearing Russell Athletic right now, which is just like Champion.
That's right.
Yep. It's the cheap stuff. You can find it at Target. It's the bargain basement stuff, man.
Well, that's not the answer I was looking for. I wanted it to be expensive and cool.
You know what? It is cool, but the price tag is not what you look at anymore. You know, you look at the cheaper price tag.
I mean, when you get to be our age, I was saying to the guys here on the show who are all younger than me, like, when I go and buy clothing, I don't even think twice about what's on the label because I don't care anymore.
No, it doesn't matter. And Channing's still got that fresh money in his pocket. He's only been retired for a couple of years.
That's
so
right.
You let him get up there, you know, wait till he gets up there pushing 40 a little bit. And
exactly.
Change his attitude. You run out of free shoes, you run out of free shirts and everything. You got to start paying for it. Your mentality changes.
I love Steve Berline. I've said that to Crowder. I've said that to Crowder because Crowder will make fun of my shoes. And I say to him, I go, hey, man, I don't have boxes of free shoes waiting for me in my closet. Thank you, Steve Berline.
Exactly.
He's going to run out of those shoes one day.
You are 100% right. He's going to run out of those shoes.
Oh, I love that. That's great. Steve
Berline. You have a man crush on Steve Berline.
Well, I found kindred spirit here with Steve Berline. Steve Berline, he's on the call this Sunday, the Ravens and the Dolphins. It's 1 o'clock on CBS. The Dolphins, if the playoffs started right now, Steve, are a playoff team. But are they a playoff team?
Yeah, I think they are as much as anybody else right now, for sure. I really like the way they're playing right now. You look at the stretch that they've been on here. I mean, it does not matter how you win a football game, as you guys know. The bottom line is find a way to get it done. That Jets game, to me, I come out of it with extremely positive thoughts. You know, they ran into a buzzsaw, an emotional team playing at home, playing for their coach, you know, trying to find a way to just end the season on the right note. And they jumped up and had Miami down. But Ryan Tannehill, Joe Philbin, go across, talk about that whole defense, the way they stepped up across the board and found a way to get back into that game and win it at the end. That's a huge, huge win. And it does not matter how you find a way to get it done. The bottom line is when you get your back against the wall and you've got an opportunity to make some plays that you have to make to win a ball game, when you step up and get it done, that is nothing but a positive for your confidence. This team, I guarantee you, feels like they're a much better football team coming out of that game than they did going in. So they're a more confident bunch going into as big a game as they've had in Miami in a very, very long time. It's a playoff game. It's going to be a playoff atmosphere for both of these teams. And I think the winner will have the inside track to get into the playoffs.
Wow, I'm interested to hear that from you because I came on the air Monday, and I didn't play professional sports as you did. So I came on the air and I said, does anybody really feel good about that Dolphins victory? And I was imagining that even a player couldn't feel that great about it because the Jets are such a lesser team. But you think they come out of that game feeling better about themselves as a team?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Because of the way that it happened. You know, I guarantee you they went into halftime in the locker room. And there was a lot of gut check going on, a lot of soul searching, a lot of guys looking at each other saying, what are we going to do now? Are we going to lay down and let this thing get away from us? Are we going to step up and find a way to get it done? It happens every week, guys. I mean, look at the games every week. There are some teams that find a way to pull out wins against superior teams every single week, and that's what the NFL is all about. If you do not bring your A game, anybody can beat you. These coaches are too good. The game plans change from week to week. They find something that as a matchup that they can exploit. It can change the course of a ball game. And then either if your team really wants to be taken seriously, you find a way to step up and make plays when you have to do it to get the game won. And that's what the Dolphins did last week. So I take that as a significant positive coming out of that football game.
Huh. My kindred spirit, Steve Berline, is with us. You can watch him on the Dolphins-Ravens game this Sunday on CBS. You can also see Steve Mondays, 6:30 on CBS Sports Network's NFL Monday QB. And reminder, Thursday Night Football tonight on the NFL Network is the Cowboys and the Bears. Do you think that Ryan Tannehill is a good NFL quarterback?
I do think he's a good NFL quarterback. The jury was out, in my opinion, up until early in the season. But this last stretch, you know, of games where they have really given him the opportunity to be an impact type of guy, and he's stepped up and gotten better and better, in my opinion, each week. I really like what I've seen in this kid. And you know, you look at the Denver game. I mean, he played a super football game against the Broncos and in Denver, and that was a game that a lot of people, I think, felt Miami would kind of fade off into nowhere land, and they stepped up and had a chance to win that ball game largely due to how Ryan Tannehill was playing. And I think this has been a huge year for him. He's established himself as a quarterback in this league, and I think the Dolphins can feel pretty darn secure that they have that quarterback position, you know, locked up for the foreseeable future. And that's the first time they've been able to say that since, you know, back in the Marino days. So I think that's a very, very good positive feeling. And now he's got to, of course, continue to develop. But I've seen a lot of growth this year, and it's got me very excited for him.
Steve, the Dolphins' offense kind of opened up about 6 or 7 weeks ago when Ryan Tannehill started running the ball a little bit more. That's a huge thing for this offense, especially in Lazor's offense this year with the Dolphins. And now Haloti Ngata out for the Ravens, and the Ravens have the fifth best rushing defense in the NFL. How big of an advantage is this now for this Dolphins' offense going into this game on Sunday?
Well, it's a significant loss for Baltimore, without a doubt. I mean, that you lose one of the premier run stoppers in the NFL, and there's no way you can't deny the fact that's going to impact the Ravens' defense. But one thing I know that Miami does know is that if there's one area that the Ravens are deep at, it's defensive line. They've got Timmy Jernigan who can step up and play. They've got Terrence Cody who can step up and play. They've got a lot of people that they can rotate in, that they do rotate in every week. It just means that they're going to lose the guy that was the best at what he did, one of the very best in the NFL. So it will impact the game, no doubt about it. But John Harbaugh and his staff will still go into this game saying, we still can dominate up front.
There's no reason why we can't control the line of scrimmage with the guys that we have. And they're still going to be very sound against the run. I can guarantee you that. But they're doing cartwheels in the Miami locker room. Trust me, especially that veteran guard. The guard on both sides, they're doing some cartwheels because they don't have to deal with that big old boy. So, you know, we'll see how Baltimore can handle it. But I guarantee you, this is going to be a great football game. Both these teams are going to show up ready to play, and I think it's going to be one of the best games of the weekend for sure.
Steve Berline, you can watch him Sunday on the Dolphins game. You're coming to town. You want to hit the outlet wall with me and see if we can find like a Champion outlet store or Rutherford. I don't know if you're going to have any free time when you get down here, but you and I, I'm telling you, you and I, Applebee's and then the outlet mall, we're kindred spirits.
Applebee's, that's a little bit out of my price range. I'm thinking more like, you know, maybe more like, you know, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
like
well, I got to take you to Red's Backwoods Barbecue and get a Hockman burger.
There
that's what we got to do. Yeah. All right, Steve Berline.
I love it.
We'll see you at the CBS holiday party.
Hey, you know what? I hope if I can get the invite, I'll be there. It's free, right?
if you get the invite, will you forward it to us so we get it also?
Can I use your drink ticket?
you can have them. I'm already collecting them right now.
All right, there you go. Steve, thanks for making time for us, man.
All right, guys. Take care.
Appreciate it. Steve Berline there. One
got
of
a
our
new best friend.
Our CBS brethren.
That's right.
There. And again,
right.
Thursday Night Football is tonight. Cowboys and Bears. That's on the NFL Network. You can watch Steve Berline Mondays, 6:30 on CBS Sports Network's NFL Monday QB.
I actually watch that show. Pretty good show.
Is it a good show?
Rich Gannon's on that show. Berline. Actually, Marino was on it a little bit when he was still a CBS guy.
That's
too,
right.
Yeah.
And now he's no longer a CBS
he's
guy.
He's a Dolphins
But
guy.
Our friend Steve Berline is.
That's right.
Damn right he is. I have for the South Florida sports fan, something that is guaranteed to make you smile.
Wow.
Maybe even chuckle.
Whoa.
When we come back.
This is the Mark Hockman Show.
So, Dale, what have you been working on recently?
Well, I manage a baseball team.
With Zach Krantz.
Little League?
Fantasy League.
On 560 QAM.
Debbie Gibson, one of my all-time favorite songs because what it means to me in, I think it was
I
high
school. I can't
wait
to hear this.
No, I can't because my wife might be listening.
Oh, come on, Lori doesn't care.
Yeah.
High school is like 300 years ago for you.
I know, it was about 300 years ago. Steve Berline's with me, though, on fashion.
I got to text. I'm texting Crown.
Oh, my God. The only problem with you texting Crowder that Berline is with me on Champion Apparel is that there's no chance you can spell Berline.
Oh, yeah, good point.
No chance.
What if I just put Steve B? Will he know that?
Zero chance. So I said in the last segment that we're going to do something here that'll make any Miami sports fan smile, perhaps even chuckle. The Florida Panthers are playing tonight at the BB&T Center.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy Moeller, the radio voice of the Florida Panthers, right here on 560 QAM, he's been for years doing pop culture goal calls.
Yes.
Calls the goal and then throws in a line from pop culture, from a song, from a commercial. And this season, our listeners on our show have been giving him suggestions on different things that he can say. And I've put together about a minute and a half worth of his goal calls from just this season so far, which is what, 15, 20 games in?
Like, yeah, something like that. 20
it's not
games.
That far in.
Yeah.
So we need more suggestions for Randy Moeller, and you can tweet them to me. We don't have a text number right now. Again, we're going through a lot of changes here. We don't have a text number right
just
now.
Just text Andy. Give
functional.
Andy's cell phone out.
Andy, what's your cell phone number? We'll give that out on the air and people can text
786.
So you can tweet at me, at Mark Hockman, or you could tweet to Zach, at Zach Krantz, at Z-A-C-H. Ideas for Randy Moeller goal calls. But I wanted to give you a little taste of some of the ones that he's done already this season.
I
take a little
this.
Listen to this.
That's a shoot. They score! Erica Branson puts it over the shoulder to Ben Bishop. By Felicia. Panthers with a 1-0 lead. By Felicia. Out of front deflected. They score! Off of Bukestad. I'm so fancy. Here's Perry shoot. He scores! Bro, hollow at the boy. Panthers with a power play goal. I'm so fancy. I'm so fancy. Bro, hollow at the boy. He shoots. He scores!
Charlie bit my finger.
Out in front, shot, they score! Barkoff with a tip-in. Ba-ba-booey. Fa-fa-fooey. Boys trying to come out of his own zone. Shoot, they score! Sean Bergenheim, I am Groot. He scores, and I'm all about the base. No treble. 1-0 Panthers. The shot there, they score! Jimmy Hayes, shout out to the pair. Into the high slot. Here's Boyce. Gives it to UC. You're going to shoot. He scores. So you're going to shoot me in my pinky toe? Shoot. He scores. Willie Lump Lump. Rebound. Shoot. They score. Woohoo. Got me some cold cuts. Shoot. They score. Jonathan Huberdeau. Fireball. Then they score. And I'm Wolf Blitzer, and you're in the situation room. Yo, Gabba Gabba! Oh, I want to party with you, cowboy. Woohoo! 44, that's me. Fireball! And I'm all about the bass. No treble. I am Groot. Ba-ba-booey. Fa-fa-fooey. Bye, Felicia. I'm so fancy. Oh, I want to party with you, cowboy. So, you're going to shoot me in my pinky toe? Fireball! I am Groot.
Love it.
I think that is amazing.
It is so, so damn good. Can you name this song, by the way, that's behind the montage?
I know what movie it's from.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
It's Beverly Hills Cop, right?
Close, but no cigar.
No?
Do you know Shay? Do you know Andy? Anybody want to take a guess?
Beverly Hills Cop.
Or the Duck?
What'd you call?
Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck. Get out of here.
What?
Turn her microphone off.
I want to say...
48 Hours?
No. I want to say this is Police Academy.
No. Here's what I'm going to do. I have tickets for Ronin Pro Wrestling. Whoever can be the first caller right now that can guess the movie... It's not even guessing. Who can tell me the movie that this song is from? Don't guess anymore. Ronin Pro Wrestling. I have a pair of floor seats. It's this Saturday at the War Memorial Auditorium. Bobby Lashley is on the card. Booker T is on the card. So if you want to go see professional wrestling at the War Memorial Auditorium this Saturday, call right now, 305-567-0560. First caller that gets through.
I can't get it.
That knows what movie this song is from. Don't say it, though, Andy. Don't say it. First caller that gets through that knows what this movie, what song this movie is from, will get two tickets for Ronin Pro Wrestling this Saturday at the War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale. Do I need to tell the... you know what? Just let them... You don't even need to screen the calls because I don't know if you even know what the answer is. You're the first caller in. Do you know what movie this is from?
Fletch.
Yes.
Oh.
Fletch. Fletch. Nice job. I mean, so easy, right?
That was close.
Not Wagons East.
That was
Hold
my
on
second
a second.
Guess.
Hold on a second. He's on line one. He gets the Ronin Pro Wrestling ticket. So there you have it. You said Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
It's the same musician. It's Harold Faltermeyer.
That was what?
Harold Faltermeyer did Axel F, and he did the song here from
what's the guy's
from
last name?
Faltermeyer. Oh. Harold Faltermeyer.
It's at the tip of your tongue, right, Zach?
Well, I mean, I think I can spell Berline before that.
It's fun. Well, I used to have to talk about me being 45 years old. I used to have the 12-inch single for Axel F. That was the song from
12-inch what?
Beverly Hills Cop. But Harold Faltermeyer, when I was booking guests for another radio show, I decided that I wanted to have Harold Faltermeyer on the air just to talk about having written the songs from Fletch and Axel.
Is there any words in it?
And he's in like Germany, and I contacted him, and he emailed me back. Like, I went to his website, he emailed me back, and we set it up, and then when it was time to do it, like, he just never appeared. And
he blew you off?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
All right, so there you have it. That's the Randy Moeller goal montage. We need goal call suggestions for Moeller. So tweet him to me, at Mark Hockman, or tweet him at Zach Krantz, and we will give him the goal call suggestions, and he'll keep doing funny goal calls all season long. Hey, QAM and Tiger Direct want to hook you up this holiday season. Keep listening to the Joe Rose Show this week. You can listen tomorrow morning for your chance to enter and win a brand new LG LED HD TV from Tiger Direct. Joe and Curtis will be registering listeners tomorrow again, so make sure you're tuned in. It's the Big Screen Holiday Giveaway from QAM and Tiger Direct, your connection to awesome technology. Good luck and happy holidays from everyone here at 560 QAM. Take a quick break, and we will come right back.
QAM.
little Tom Petty for me?
Could have went to the concert, then the Nebraska game.
You know what?
Watching Nebraska game.
Perhaps I made the wrong decision after all. I love Tom Petty. That's a good throwback Thursday right there.
Are you seeing the stuff all over Twitter about Steve Carell?
No.
Steve Carell, I guess, is on the Ellen show right now, and he broke his nose and is bleeding on the set or something like that.
But is that show live? Is the Ellen show
taped.
Live?
That's the thing. Like, why would you show that?
That's weird.
I'm seeing stuff all over about that. It's crazy. Not that that means anything good.
I feel like you're following the wrong people on Twitter.
Yeah, because I'm watching Ellen right now, and Steve Carell's not there.
Oh, okay. Then maybe I'm wrong. It says fake Mark Hockman. That's what I'm following.
Oh,
Marv?
Marv Hoffman.
Marv Hoffman.
Marv Hoffman.
Sunday's game against the Ravens is a big game. I am pleased. It's December, and we're having legitimate conversations about the Dolphins and the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's good.
No, it is.
In a vacuum, if I said to you, hey, we're going to be at the beginning of December, we are going to be talking about the Dolphins being a playoff team, because going into the season, we had serious questions about the offensive line,
mm-hmm.
right? Five new guys.
Oh, yeah.
We had serious questions and still have some questions about the quarterback.
Yeah.
Steve Beuerlein, I thought what he said, I didn't want to press him on it, but when he was on with us earlier, he said, for the first time since Dan Marino,
yeah.
you have a quarterback that you know is going to be here for the long term. And I was like, wow, I didn't realize that we were at that point yet. But
I guess if national guys are looking at this, you know, I mean, we're looking at it from a different perspective because we all still have.
But he anointed him like the quarterback, like you're not going to get rid of this guy for the next 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
He made a definitive statement that this is the guy here
yeah.
and this is the first guy you've had in a long time to be that guy.
Well, you know he's going to be here
yeah.
year after year. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Are we the only people who look at Tannehill in a weird way?
Yeah, I don't know. That's actually interesting. I wonder if people around the country, they're like, yeah, they've got Tannehill. Tannehill is the guy, and that's a good quarterback. I wish we had a quarterback like Tannehill.
It's weird that we talk about him in a much different sense than all the national guys.
I guess
do.
Just because we're closer to
yeah.
it. And I'm not saying that everything feels great about the Dolphins, but it is December, and we are talking playoffs.
Listen. Go back to December, when was that game? December 22nd of last year.
That was the Jets game?
No, that was the Buffalo game.
The Buffalo game, the final game?
Yes.
Was the final game
no.
the Jets game?
No,
or
this is week 16, so they were 8-6 going into this game.
They needed just one win out of two games.
Win one game, and you're going to make the playoffs. They lost to the Bills 19-0.
Remember that.
And then the next week, they lost to the Jets 20-7.
I remember
it
that.
It might take the Jets 12 games to score 20 points. They might not score 20 in the last game, four games of the year.
I guarantee you it'll all be running.
You're right. Now that and that Jets game is sitting there, the last game of the season again for the Dolphins.
Well, here's Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill talking to the media yesterday saying that the Ravens game, obviously we all know it's a big game on Sunday. Here he is confirming this is a very big, important game. Can I get the sound on there?
Andy.
Can we get the sounds because I'm trying to play Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah, it's a huge game. You know, I think we all realize at what point we are in the season that, you know, every game has another level of importance. It's a December game, conference game, you know, both fighting to make the playoffs with the same record. And I think it's two good football teams matching up, so it's going to be a fun game.
Normally, I would pick on Andy. I honestly, I feel for him so much because
I've been
in the role of program director and uh-huh. executive producer of a show, and some days are worse than others.
Yeah.
Andy is just having one of those days. I mean, there are literally people.
I love Joe Bell more than a lot of people in the world. I love Joe Bell. Joe Bell's been up here so much the last 2 days.
I think Les Moonves just walked in and handed a memo
well,
to
he's
Andy.
Walking around like, with Jim
I don't know. You know,
well,
Jim Nance is here.
Yeah,
I mean, all the brass at CBS
yeah.
is here. In fact, they're playing the 18th hole of the Masters here in our building.
Is
today,
that right?
So, yeah,
good
so
job,
there's a lot
Joe
of stuff
Bell.
Going on. So,
good job.
Anyway, normally I would make fun of Andy when the
no,
computer's not on for the sound, but I feel bad for him. Here's Ryan. Ryan Tannehill. I feel for you. Now, this is yesterday.
Hello,
talks,
you talking to me?
Yeah. He talks about, Ryan Tannehill talks about the Ravens front seven being really good. This is before he knows that Haloti Ngata is not going to be playing for the Ravens anymore. So this is interesting sound. This
yes.
is from yesterday.
They're good. You know, they're good across the board. You know, they're big in base, and then they put their nickel rushers in with Dumerville and Suggs on the other side, and they do a good job of getting around the edge. Getting pressure on the quarterback, and then you add that with the big guys inside, Haloti. You know, they do a
nope.
good job of pressuring the quarterback, and, you know, we're going to have a good plan and execute it in order to give me time in the pocket.
Haloti,
Yeah, with Haloti, with him not there, they don't have to plan as
it's
well.
It's a huge part of their defense.
Oh, my God. That's
the Patriots without Vince Wilfork.
No,
it's such a
huge loss, and it's so good for the Dolphins. Not good. And I guess Haloti Ngata, the infraction was Adderall. Adderall is for attention deficit disorder, and it's a very common drug, but I guess it's forbidden by the
what if he needs it, though? Like,
yeah, but
I mean, focus.
But if you need it, you have a prescription, and then the league wouldn't be telling you can't
take
it.
Right, yeah. That's correct. If you have something prescribed, then it's on like the pre-approved
list
or whatever.
Or there might be a more generic version of the Adderall that's been approved by the league. I've taken Adderall not for ADD, but when I had a big test to cram for, it gives you focus, so you could see how it could affect an
Everyone that I have ever spoken with that has taken Adderall says the drug is amazing. Like, it is.
We would take it at UF and sit in the library for 12 hours and not realize we're there 12
right?
hours.
Like, you'd be laser
focused. I could read the entire book, focus on that book. I had projects to do where we would go with a team of 5 or 6 people to the big library at UF.
I mean, I understand
and we'd
why.
All have Adderall.
I understand why that would be considered a disadvantage for someone that's not on it when you're playing a professional sporting
sure.
event, especially like football, to someone that is on it.
I had to write a 50-page senior thesis at UM about the failures of the Miami Metro fail. I wrote it in 2 hours on Adderall.
All right. Well, there you have it. Our opinions on Adderall. Finally, here's Ryan Tannehill talking about throwing more deep balls.
Well, as a quarterback, you want to say let's go deep, but we've called some shots. It's not that we haven't called them. You know, there's been some issues of protection, just matching up with the right shot at the right coverage. And so it's not just a simple fact of we need to call more shots. It's just a matter of, hey, we need to, you know, get the right protection, the right play call for the defense that's out there.
And I can't reach Mike Wallace.
Ever.
Was that him? All right.
Ever.
So there you have it. Out of the mouth of your quarterback, Ryan Tannehill.
The future of the Dolphins.
According to Steve Berline. The Miami Heat, bad game last night. That was not fun to watch. A lot of people walked out of the American Airlines Arena depressed. And Mike Wallace covers the NBA and the Miami Heat for ESPN.com. And he is going to join us. Talk a little Heat basketball when we come back.
No radio station brings you more experts during football season than 560 QAM.
The Mark Hockman Show.
You guys got to do something. There's this guy, Nasty Nate, who's after my cocktail fruit, and everyone here likes fresh fish.
With Zach Krantz.
And then the Squirrel Master came out of left field and told me I'm his bitch and help.
On 560 QAM.
Is this Trick Daddy? Little Throwback Thursday with Trick. Is this considered a throwback already?
Oh, anything over 10 years is a throwback.
Wow. So how old is this song? This has got to be, let me guess. Hold on, let me think. I'm going to say, I feel like this, I guess 03. It's probably like 11 years old.
I believe this song came out when I was a freshman in college. So let's go with fall of 2000-ish.
Really? I feel like it was was after that. But it really doesn't matter because anytime you're in South Florida and you can play T Double D.
That's right.
Because he loved the kids.
What
the hell am I doing? Mike Wallace is an NBA expert, according to ESPN. Is that correct, Mike?
Nah, not hardly. I'm just a hack talking to hot. That's all I am.
No, you're a hack talking to a hack.
And
I mean,
Zach.
I mean, Mike Wallace is another one of these guys that's a legit journalist, and I had a journalistic escapade a couple days ago, which I don't want to rehash, but certainly no journalist would have been proud of me. I wasn't proud of me, but regardless,
I was proud of you.
We move on. Mike Wallace is here with us on 560 QAM. So we had, Mike, we had Ira Winderman on the show with us yesterday, and he was on his way to the Heat game, and he said, you know, I feel like the Heat. I said, describe the Heat in one word, and he said teetering. And I was really surprised by that, and I pressed him on a little bit. I was like, teetering, really? And he's like, yeah, you know, you're at this point, and this was before the game last night, you're at this point where you don't want them to fall out of being, you know, a potential 3, 4, 5 seed into, well, they look like they're going to be a 7 or 8 seed. And I didn't feel like they were at that point. And then I watched the game last night.
Right.
And now I kind of feel like, yeah, maybe teetering is not a bad description of where the Heat are. Would you say that they're teetering?
I would say teetering simply because they're a 500 basketball team right now, headed west for the next five games. I mean, Milwaukee's not in the West, but Milwaukee's already beaten them. So it's one of those situations where they're a team that, you know, you don't go west to sort of find yourself. You go west to sort of survive what's coming and, you know, find a way to survive what's coming. And this team could be, you know, very well under 500 when they come back December 14th to play Chicago. So, I mean, it's on the verge of being really, really ugly right now. But at the end of the day, I mean, these guys are – it's not – you have to temper your expectations and sort of reassign them, because what you expected from the last four seasons is totally different from what you should expect this season. This team is in a rebuilding mode regardless of whether they want to admit it or not.
Well, that's right. They will not admit that.
Retooling,
yeah.
But
is this because of the talent that they've assembled, or is this because of injuries?
I think it's because of both. I mean, when you're committed to playing, you know, when you're committed to playing a rookie point guard, you know, and then another rookie, you know, two rookies in your eight-man rotation, you know, that says that you need patience. When the injuries come in, and it seems like, you know, they played 18 games now, and they've started six different starting lineups. I mean, what does that tell you right there? I mean, that's another problem when every other game almost you're playing a different starting lineup. I mean, that's a problem with continuity. So Josh McRoberts and Luol Deng, your two biggest free agent acquisitions, only got together to start in the game for the first time last night.
Right.
And it didn't even last the first half. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So that's a problem. And I think, you know, the continuity, the youth, and just the fact that they're not as good of a team as they were last year, which is understandable, are all factors in sort of this 9-9 start.
Chris Bosh, better or worse than he needs to be at this point for this particular Heat team?
I think he's
I didn't even give you the option of or right on track. Like I said, better or worse. I guess he could also be right on where he needs to be.
Yeah, I think his numbers are fine. I mean, if he's 21-10, 21-11, you know, would you like to see that get up to 25, 26, and 12? Yes, but I think he can get there. I mean, I think he still has some room to grow. But I don't mind his contributions. I would like to see him be a little bit more dominant and assertive in games and sort of be that MVP. And I said this at the beginning of the season. He can't just be All-Star Chris Bosh. He has to be All-NBA Chris Bosh in order for him to do that. He needs to put up Blake Griffin-type numbers on this team in order to do that. He doesn't have to do it the way Blake does it, but he still needs to be a dominant, impactful player in every phase of the game. He wants to play offense really well. He doesn't seem to want to play defense all that great. So, and I think
that seems to be a whole team issue, doesn't it?
Right. It starts with him, and it trickles down from there.
Dwayne Wade, better or worse than he needs to be right now, or too hard to tell because he's missed too many games?
I think it's worse than he needs to be because he's missed too many games. So
right.
I'm agreeing with you there. You can't have 18 games and you know, Dwayne missed seven of them. That's not a track that, you know, you don't want that percentage in terms of how that's going to play out over the course of the season. Now, having said that, you know, Dwayne had a great game last night. Chris Bosh's numbers were respectable, and Mario Chalmers had a points and assist double-double. And they still didn't have enough because it wasn't about offense. It was about defense and being lazy and not really, you know, when you have Sean Williams out there having to play defense and Josh McRoberts and guys like that, I mean, Dwayne isn't the strongest defender anymore. And I think pretty soon people are going to start isolating on how Dwayne defends, and it's going to become a real, real big issue, sort of the way they did James Harden last year. And Dwayne has to turn that part of it around as well.
Mike Wallace from ESPN is with us here. So is this really kind of like this five-game road trip that heads out west, again, stopping in Milwaukee tomorrow night, but is this five-game road trip potentially the beginning of what could be disaster?
I don't want to say disaster, but it is the beginning, and I'm writing this for tomorrow as well. By the time they come back from this road trip, Pat Riley's going to have to make some tough decisions. He usually tends to give a team 20 to 25 games before he figures out what he needs to do from a management standpoint in terms of making roster changes. By the time they come back, they will be right on that December 15th deadline in which players who were signed to deals this offseason can be traded. So that basically includes everybody on the Heat's roster, because all of those guys, with the exception of Norris Cole, who's already trade eligible, will become trade eligible by December 15th. So, you know, when you look at a week from now, I mean, if this team isn't, you know, if they're, you know, 3-4 games under 500 and they're not defending and they're going out west and, you know, they end that trip in Denver or Utah where they can have a bad game, Pat Riley's really going to have to put some of these guys on the clock and really have to make a decision.
Do you think, Mike, that Pat Riley would pull the trigger when it comes to one of their big names? You know, if it means bringing in some youth and maybe getting better for next year, when I mean big names,
yeah,
Bosh or Wade?
No, that's not going to happen. He's not going to trade Bosch or Wade. He's not. I mean, will he have to reconsider, you know, some other guys? I mean, you look at Luol Deng right now. His trade value is not going to be that great because he's hurt. I mean, you know, he's a guy that, you know, for the whole year, he's been dealing with one injury or another. He's played with three different teams in the calendar year. How much are you going to get in value for him? How much are you going to get for Norris Cole? I mean, he's only making $2 million. So that's the other part of it. I mean, realistically, what are you going to trade for and how much in value can you get in return? You're not going to want to part with one of your young assets like a Shabazz, you know, or a James Ennis because, I mean, James is not going to draw you back much. Maybe Shabazz, but again, Riley's going to have to do something to shake up this roster because the thing that he promised coming into this season was that, yeah, LeBron moved on. They're not going to be the same team. But this is still going to be one of the teams that's capable of doing damage in the East. And right now, they're not doing damage in the East when they're 9-9 and have yet to go out West.
Before the season started, I sat here and said the Heat are probably the 3, the 4, or at worst, the 5 seed in the East when it's all said and done. Am I wrong now by thinking that when there's 5 or 6 games left in the season, they're going to be fighting for 7 or 8?
I agree with you because I said that they have the potential to be, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5, really 4 or 5, somewhere around there because, you know, I felt like, you know, obviously Cleveland and Chicago were the top two. Toronto's proven that they're a top three team. And I think Washington, if they can stay healthy, are going to be 4. And then after that, you know, you have Miami, you have Atlanta, you know, Charlotte is not looking, you know, well at all.
Yeah, what
right
happened
now.
With Charlotte?
Yeah, just the whole, I mean, the injuries, Lance not being a good fit. Them losing Josh McRoberts, I think, really, really hurt them because they don't have any continuity there. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist is hurt as well. So that was a perfect segue, man. I don't know how we went from talking to the Heat to the Bucks to the Hornets, but that was pretty smooth, Zach. I like that.
Listen, I'm a professional, Mike. Come on.
Let's segue into the 76ers talk. They've started a win streak.
Yeah, that's true. But that tells you we've named, what, 3 or 4 teams right now, and all of them have issues. So the Heat's issues aren't – you know, aren't just their own thing. I mean, it's every team can get into it and out of it quickly. So I still think there'll be a 4 or 5 seed before it's all said and done.
Is there anything where you would look at the Heat and go, this can be fixed this way, or is it just injuries, or is it just D up?
You know, I would like to say it's as simple as just D'ing up, but you don't have the DNA to D up. I mean, yeah, Dwayne is there, Chris Bosh is there, but, you know, Dwayne's defense has slipped. I mean, as much as people love Dwayne, I mean, and he's been a professional and he's been great for the franchise, but he's not as committed on that side of the floor as he's been in the past. Chris Bosh has never been a lockdown defender at his position. He's been a good team defender. But they don't, I mean, when you're relying on Sean Williams and a Luol Deng who can't get healthy and a Chris Berman Anderson who's not even on the court, those guys aren't there. And I think if they get healthy, that's one thing. But one thing you can't bank on with this team is that they're always in one phase of another of an injury disaster. And that's the thing that's most concerning about this team is that they just can't get everybody together the way they need to. And they have very little margin for error this year because LeBron isn't here to clean up all of those holes.
Now, and I look at this team, and when I look at Mario Chalmers, I feel like they're a better team when he starts and he's in the game. I know that it kind of looked like in the beginning of the season that they were showcasing Norris just to see if maybe he could become that guy or at least by the trade deadline be the guy that they can move. But they're a better team when Chalmers is starting, I think.
I think so, too. But I also think Mario is better when, you know, when Dwayne is not in the game, too, and he could just sort of take over. But you need both of those guys to be able to play well off of one another. And we saw a little bit of it, you know, yesterday offensively. But, again, Jeff Teague got into the lane anytime he wanted to. You know, it was almost like, you know, Miami couldn't take away anything. You know, the Hawks don't really drive to the basket, but they got everything they wanted in the paint, and they got everything they wanted at the three-point line. So if you're not taking away anything, you know, what are you doing? As Bosh said, they took 8 steps back yesterday, and they're not kidding anyone. They're not going to win a lot of games if they can score 100 points and still lose. So, you know, that's a problem that this team has to fix. And I don't know if it's the roster or whether it's the injuries, but regardless, I mean, being 9-9 is good enough in the East. But again, that's before you factor in that they hadn't played some of the top teams out West yet. And it could get ugly before it gets better, but I still think this team will find its ground at some point.
Yeah, there was no Heat fan last night that felt good about that game.
No, not versus the Hawks. Come on.
There were a lot of things wrong with that game. Hey, as we let you go, Mike, so I come into work today, and, you know, Channing Crowder's on before us, and I'm wearing a Champion shirt, like, you know, Champion apparel.
Right.
And Crowder's making relentless fun of me today, you know, that Champion was never cool. It's certainly not cool now. They've never had a name attached to them like Nike or Adidas or Reebok or even British Knights back in the day, which I used to own and wear proudly. My champion apparel, not cool, Mike?
I think it's cool, man. I think it's cool. Hey, look, we all have to shop at Ross, you know, Ross.
I don't! Everyone keeps saying that to me.
You know what I'm saying?
Mike, everyone who's commented on that, and I said the same thing, the Ross or the TJ Maxx where you got that shirt.
Well,
and he's
Crowder,
like, I've never shopped there.
Crowder said the same thing. Like, yeah, you get it at Ross. And then we had Steve Berline on earlier, and Berline was like, yeah, I mean, sometimes at our age, you know, you want to go discount shopping. I'm like, I think I spent $40 on this shirt at Sports Authority.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, but still, man, we have kids, and we know when you have kids, you know, sometimes we have to take discounts ourselves. So, you know, I'm with you on that.
He's got a $40 T-shirt on. What kind of discount did he get?
Hey, I tell you what, next time I come on, I'm going to wear my Everlast shirt.
That's what I'm talking about. How old are you, Mike? Do you say how old you are?
40.
40,
I'll be 40 in March.
All right, so I'm 45. So you and I are both a little bit older than Crowder. But I'm at a point, right. Like, I've got a 10-year-old son. I've been married 17, 18 years. And
I'm
40.
Know, yeah.
I'm 40. I really don't know.
You
and
have
I'm,
no
and
idea.
I'm 45 years old. When I go shopping, I don't look to see what's cool or not. Like, it doesn't even register with me. Are you at that point yet?
I'm at that point. I mean, I still have to occasionally put on a nice suit, unlike you. But but for the most part, yeah, because I have twins, man. I got, you know, four little ones here. We're four all together here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, twins and then two little ones. So, yeah, I mean, I don't have – by the time they spend that money, the bulk of my salary cap,
right.
I'm on a veteran's minimum. You know?
Excellent. Well said. All right, Mike Wallace from ESPN. Thanks for making time for us, man.
Hey, no problem, man. You guys take care.
Always enjoy talking to Mike Wallace.
Love Mike Wallace.
That's so funny. He went to the same exact place that everyone else has. So this looks like a discount shirt.
It just looks like the shirt that you find in like the sports apparel section at Ross.
Man,
yeah.
I don't think I've ever even been in,
or
in a Ross store.
Yeah, like
I don't
Marshall's.
Think I've ever been in one.
Yeah.
All right. If you would like to win, that'll be my Christmas gift. If you would like to win Dolphins Ravens tickets for this Sunday, make sure you're listening when we come back.
This is the Mark Hockman Show with Zach Trent.
It's not wise to upset a Wookiee.
On 560 QAM.
I don't often get stumped when it comes to music. I don't know, and I'm afraid this is going to embarrass me when I find out who this is.
Nah, it's a little random. It's a Mighty Mighty Bosstone song.
Oh, I happen to like Mighty Mighty Bosstone.
I liked it, too.
One of my first jobs in radio, was it one of my first jobs? Well, when I used to work up in West Palm Beach, I used to work for a station called The Buzz. And we did a thing up at the amphitheater up there. Now it's the Crujan Amphitheater, but it used to be the Coral Sky Amphitheater. But we put together, I was the guy that put together the first ever Buzz Bake Sale. That's a big festival that's every year up there in a lot of bands. But the first year that we did it, Mighty Mighty Bosstones and one other band was our headliner. I mean, there's like 12 bands.
I thought you were going to say, and I was at the Horde Festival at Cruzan and Mighty Mighty Bosstones were there. I thought you were going to say that, and I was like, wow, that was one of the first big things I went to.
Leroy Horde has a music festival?
No, I think so, that. Yeah.
Yeah, Mighty Mighty Bosstones played the first ever Buzz Bake Sale, and they were so good live.
Yeah, they're good.
So
yeah, they are.
So good live. Are you a Mighty Mighty Bosstones fan, Andy? Is that why you played that, or it just came up on you real quick?
No. I like Mighty Mighty Bosstones in the 90s. They were cool. I enjoyed the Zoot Suits. I think I did a little swing dancing at one point.
My wife and I took swing dancing lessons because it was so popular for a while. And, oh, my God, did I hate going.
Well, because you probably have no rhythm unlike me.
Oh, none. I mean, none.
I thought Andy was
going
to say.
Did he just say unlike him? You said unlike you?
That's what I said.
Like you have rhythm?
Yeah. That's what I thought he said also.
Shay actually has rhythm.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where does Andy rank?
He's actually at a -2.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I might be at a -2 also, but we watch him when the music comes on and he does his thing, which I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, but that's like my goofy dance. I'm trying
not
to entertain
so certain.
You guys. When I'm serious dance mode, like
oh
I got some
God.
Moves.
I got to be
serious
dance mode.
Dance mode.
Because, Shay, you used to be a Dolphins cheerleader, so you you certainly have been around people that have rhythm.
Yes.
And Andy, like, even if he was goofing around, I feel like you'd be able to notice, like, oh, hey, that guy actually has some rhythm.
Right. Andy does not have anything called rhythm.
No.
Even
none.
When he's snapping, he snaps off.
What are you talking about? I got the rhythm of the night.
First,
wow.
First of all, you should not be snapping back there anyway. Stop snapping. Snapping's a bad idea. Snapping has gone the way up to the champion shirts. snapping's out. Going to give you a chance to win Dolphins-Ravens tickets here in a moment. First, though, I wanted to play a couple pieces of sound as long as we were talking with Mike Wallace there from ESPN about the Heat and Dwayne Wade. Here's Dwayne Wade. I played this once earlier. Dwayne Wade sounding a little broken last night and just saying, yeah, this is not working. Like, listen to the frustration in his voice here.
I don't know. It just ain't working. I mean, I can, you know, me and you can sit down. We can break this down all day, but at the end of the day, it just ain't working, man. And, you know, we just got to do a better job.
I mean, that's frustration. Like, when you go, it's just not working.
How,
like,
long until he demands a trade?
He is not demanding a trade. Now, he may demand a trade where they go get someone and get rid of someone, but he's not going anywhere.
Or he may demand a trade to the maintenance program.
That could be. He may demand.
What do you mean? He's already on it.
Demand a trade to.
You're talking about he played back-to-backs.
He just missed seven games.
Yeah, but then he played back-to-backs after that. Here's Dwayne Wade talking about if there is a lack of continuity. We talked about this with Mike Wallace in the last segment. If there's a lack of continuity with so many injuries going on.
It's the NBA. We all deal with every team deal with something. So, you know, that's why you have 15 guys on the roster. So it's no excuse. Who's not in the lineup, you know, you just got to find a way, you know, to try to win ball games.
Again, sounding a little broken.
Sounds like LeBron talking about Wade not being in the lineup.
I understand about the Atlanta game. Like, they
that was ugly.
I mean,
it was the Hawks.
And it was the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah.
And like Mike Wallace said, they did whatever they wanted against them. Like,
you're right.
They scored at will. Finally, here's Dwayne Wade. This is a little more upbeat. He says, like, the effort is there. The effort's there. They're just not winning.
For the most part, you know, the effort is there. You know, I think we just need to try to be a little smarter with, you know, the way we do certain things, certain guys we defend. The effort is there. You know, it's not that. So, yes, it's a little frustrating. You know, it's frustrating whenever you lose a ball game. It's even more when you lose at home. You know, especially a game that you really want to win before you go out, you know, on a road trip. You know, only thing we can do now is come back in tomorrow and try to figure out a way to right our wrong.
Try to right their wrong. Wow. Now, they do start this road trip, and it is not going to be easy, Heat fans.
No.
It's in Milwaukee tomorrow, then Sunday in Memphis, Tuesday in Phoenix, Wednesday in Denver, and Friday in Utah. That's a tough road trip.
2-3 is winning that road trip.
Yeah.
For me.
No, you're right.
2-3.
You go 2-3 on that road trip.
Yeah.
You had a positive outcome.
You got to win the first game, though. You got to beat the Bucks. Like, you almost have to start with that so you have a little momentum going into the rest of that, because those last four out of that, you want to talk about run and gun?
Oh, my God.
Those teams will run those guys out of the building.
Like, if you thought Atlanta did whatever they wanted,
gosh.
Holy moly, those guys will put up 140 points.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Throwback Thursday, 560 WQAM. I apologize in advance for this game show, but I don't apologize for the prize, which is awesome. Tickets to see the Dolphins and the Ravens this Sunday at Sun Life Stadium. This is a good, important game.
It's a playoff game.
Haloti Ngata out.
Haloti Ngata.
Makes it very, very appealing for Dolphin fans.
It's a playoff game.
No, it is. I mean, this is a very important game. Very important
game.
The
playoffs start this week for the Dolphins. If they lose, they are probably not going to make the playoffs.
Now, that's why a lot of people are trying to get through on the phone lines to win these Dolphins tickets. And again, I am going to apologize in advance for the way I have created to give away the tickets. It was a better idea in my head than it turned out being on paper, but I was so far into it, I stuck with it.
You just stuck.
See, radio game show I like to call Balti More or Balti Less. Do we have any wacky radio game show music that we can play for this? Yeah, I guess we do. That clipping you hear at the beginning, that's Andy snapping. A lot of people think it's the drummer hitting the two sticks together. It's Andy snapping.
Wasn't there rhythm to that?
Now, if you want to play 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560, all the phone lines are busy right now, but you know how this works. When somebody loses, if somebody loses, that opens up a phone line. You got to get in there real quick. Now, if we give away the Dolphins tickets here on the first go-round, I've still got tickets for Ronin Professional Wrestling this Saturday at the War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale. So I've got more prizes, and I've got Panthers tickets as well. Panthers play tonight, by the way, at the BB&T Center. You can go to the BB&T Center box office, or you can go to Panthers.com. Would you like to introduce Balti More or Balti Less?
I would. All right, guys and girls. I don't know how I was going to start that. Let me start over. 3, 2, 1.
All right.
All right, guys and girls, time for another wacky, hacky game show here.
We're so used to doing that in radio. Whenever we start something over, when we're taping, it's like, all right, let me start that over. 3, 2, 1.
That's it.
I do that in my real life.
You know what I'm doing now? Starting it again.
In my sex life, yes. I mean, if things go poorly in the bed, I got, you know what, hold on, Lori, let me start this over. 3, 2, 1.
And then you're done again.
And then I'm done again. Hi-oh! Good night, everybody. That's Balti More or Balti Less.
I don't even want to do it anymore.
Balti More, Balti Less. You were thinking the same thing I was. Shay, you thought of that too? I was just thinking the same thing. That'll be my new nickname.
He's not bald. He's got red hair.
Balti More or Balti Less.
Balding More or Balding Less.
Is that the name? Now I'm confused.
Go ahead. Introduce Balti More or Balti Less.
All right, folks. Time for another wacky, hacky game show here on the at Mark Hockman Show with at Zach Kranz. Balti More or Balti Less. And here's your host, as always, at Mark Hockman. Hey.
Thank you, at Zach Kranz. All right, you got to get three right. I'm going to give you three factoids, and you tell me if the number that I'm giving you that's within that factoid is Balti More or Balti Less. Oh, my God, this is horrible.
I can't wait.
But if you get three out of three right, you are going to the Dolphins-Ravens game
on Sunday.
That is big. All right, so we've got Levi, Ariel, Zay, Roswell, Earl the Pearl, and Gene.
Ariel. Yeah, it's my favorite mermaid.
Ariel or Ariel?
Ariel.
Oh, it's a man. Just joking.
So do you not want this guy to play anymore?
No, I'm joking.
We're teasing. So you would want to go to the Dolphins game on Sunday, obviously.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. I'm going to give you a factoid, and then you tell me whether it's Balti More or Balti Less. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And I apologize in advance. The factoids aren't even interesting. The Baltimore Ravens, they've been the Baltimore Ravens for 20 years.
Balti Less.
Well, hold on. I got to ask you. They've been the Ravens for 20 years. Is that Balti More or Balti Less?
Balti Less.
He says Balti Less. Zach.
I agree.
Andy.
I agree.
Shay.
I agree.
I forgot what you said. I forgot what your name is.
Ariel.
What did you say?
Balti Less.
Correct, Balti Less.
Yeah.
They've been the Ravens for 18 years, so that would be Balti Less than 20 years. Oh, my God.
This is so good.
Thank you for the opportunity, CBS. I squandered it. I squandered the opportunity, but I appreciate everyone giving me the moment, at least. Ed Reed, you have one right. You got to get two more. Ed Reed played for one team his entire NFL career. Is that fact Balti More or Balti Less? That doesn't even make any sense. Ed Reed, number of teams he played in his NFL career, Balti More or Balti Less than one? Shay is yawning.
Balti More, I guess.
He says Balti More. Zach.
Yeah. Sue.
Andy.
Stole that from Andy.
Gobble, gobble, no.
Shay.
Balti less.
Well, it can't be less than one. That's an awful question that I asked. Now that I say it, he could not have played for less than one team. That would mean that he played for zero teams.
Shay got Balti less.
Do you know how many teams Ed Reed played for?
Two.
What do you say?
Three.
Andy?
Thought it was two.
Shay.
Two and a half.
It's shocking because it's three.
Houston, the Jets, and Baltimore.
Remember, he had like three games with the Jets.
Yeah.
It was really strange. All right. Again, apologizing for this game. Thank you for the ding. He's right. All right. So if you get this one right, and this one's a toughie, you get this one right, you get Dolphins-Ravens tickets this Sunday, Sun Life Stadium. Are you ready, Ariel?
I am ready. Let's go.
Ray Lewis, 40 years old. Balti more or Balti less?
Balti more.
Ray Lewis, 40 years old. Balti more or Balti less? He says Balti more. Zach.
Balti less.
Andy.
I think it's Balti less.
Shay.
Balti less.
Oh, Ariel, a killer. I'm so sorry. He's 39.
Oh.
And the only, I don't think he cursed, did he? I don't think he did.
I'm not sure.
Regardless.
Better to be safe than sorry, CBS.
The thing that makes me so angry that he didn't win, not that I feel bad for him, I got to keep playing this god-awful game.
I love it. I want to play
one
forever.
This guy better win. One more round of Balti more or Balti less. We've got Levi, Zay, Roswell, Earl the Pearl, Gene, and Peter.
Peter,
you ready to play?
I sure am.
All right, I'm guessing you understand how the game works.
So far, so good, yeah.
All right. Ray Lewis played four full seasons at the University of Miami. Balti more or Balti less?
Baltimore, he's played all four seasons.
Well, that would be five, though, because I'm saying, is it Balti more than four seasons or Balti less?
Less, and I guess if I'm...
For the love of Haloti, say less.
Less.
No, say Balti less.
That's what I meant.
It's Balti less. Yes, I'm not even going around the room.
I agree.
And he didn't play four seasons. He played three seasons there. All right, that was like a gimme. Now, Peter, you're on your own for the rest of these.
Come on.
You ready?
I sure am.
You got one. You got to get the next two.
Let me give it a shot.
The Baltimore Ravens have retired three numbers. Balti more or Balti less? Oh, for the love of God, man. Yes, Balti less. You're correct. They have retired zero numbers, the Baltimore Ravens. Zero numbers. All right. Please, I am begging you to get this one right, okay? And think about it after I give you the question or the fact, please think about it before you blurt out a dumb answer. Are you ready?
Yep.
Brian Billick, former coach of the Ravens. He has appeared on the TV game show Match Game five times. Balti more or Balti less?
Balti less.
He says Balti less. He's correct. He gets the Dolphins tickets. Peter, was this game as bad as I thought it was?
It sure was.
Okay, hold on a second. Where are you listening today, Peter? Why'd I even ask? Game. I don't even care.
He's on a squatty potty.
Why am I even
I'm on
asking?
A squatty potty.
All right. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. All right, I'm going to put you on hold, buddy, all right?
Appreciate that.
All right, he's on line two. He gets the Dolphins tickets. I apologize.
That was awesome.
My family. I apologize to the listeners.
Jim Nance just texted me. It's a great game.
I apologize to Steve Berline. I apologize to Jim Nance, Les Moonves, and anyone involved with CBS.
Mark Hockman is a graduate of the University of Miami. Zach Krantz is a graduate of the University of Florida.
Boo, large-headed friend.
That's why I like Hockman better.
Hi-yo!
You're listening to The Mark Hockman Show on 560 QAM.
What is this song that we're coming back here? An old freestyle song? Oh!
Wow, I never heard the beginning of this.
Is this MC Shy D? Wow. How about that? MC Shy D. No chance you thought that I knew This was MC Shidee. I used to love this song.
You're the champion, you know?
He was a Georgia guy. I think he's an Atlanta rapper, but it was big time. I mean, this was the part of the whole South. This was part of Luke. Luke made MC Shidee and no?
No. Speaking of Luke, like, I got to tell your story today that will only make you laugh. So, Caroline, we love Caroline Granado. She's one of our girls, but sometimes she's a little oblivious to things.
You emphasized love.
Okay, sometimes she's a little oblivious.
You can hear her on the Big O Show every day from 10 to 1.
One of the intrepid producers on that show.
Yes.
So today she goes, wow, you know what I just found out yesterday? I didn't know Uncle Luke was in Two Live Crew.
Oh, my goodness.
Brandon, the other producer of the show, when she said that to us, we just threw our hands up and walked away.
I mean, kids, how would they know that?
She's
I mean,
28.
There's people that don't know that Paul McCartney was in a band before Wings.
Paul McCartney was in a band before Wings? Well, what group was he in?
We going to listen to the whole MC Shidee song?
Yeah, why not?
I thought you still had more to your story.
Did I have it? I didn't even think I had
a story.
I didn't
think he was telling a story.
I think you were telling a story, weren't you?
Are you done?
Done hours ago.
Weren't you telling a story? I wasn't telling a story. Did you see what Haloti Ngata said? Did you see his statement about being suspended?
No.
He said, I made a mistake and I own this. I took Adderall and take full responsibility for doing this. I am deeply sorry and broken up over this. I let down my family, my teammates, Ravens fans, and myself. My hope is that the Ravens make the playoffs, and I believe they can do this, and then I can come back and help us win. That's kind of strong words. Like, you feel bad for him there, don't you?
I feel bad because the policy for the NFL is really weird when it
comes
Adderall,
to substances. Well, Adderall, we know that it's a prescription drug that a lot of people, I'm sure a lot of people listening are on Adderall.
Yeah.
It's a miracle drug, according to a lot of people.
My roommate in college needed Adderall to be normal.
I mean,
like,
a lot of people,
need
honestly,
it to, you know,
like
just,
it's for ADHD, right? Attention deficit or hyper something.
It's for focus. It's for a lot of different reasons, you know. But man, I mean, you took an Adderall and you're getting suspended 4 games. Like, I'm happy as a Dolphins fan.
Well, that's the funny thing is we're celebrating it, and you see all over social media, like. This is really great for the Dolphins.
Huge.
That Haloti Ngata is not going to be on the line. Like, that's like you said, I'm going to start Lamar Miller now
as
my running back in fantasy. That's a big, big deal for Dolphins fans.
Absolutely.
But then when I read the statement,
feel bad.
Oh, my God. I made a mistake and I own this. I took Adderall and take full responsibility for doing this. I'm deeply sorry and broken up over this. I let down my family, my teammates, Ravens fans, and myself. My hope is that the Ravens make the playoffs, and I believe that they can do this, and then I can come back and help us win. Like, that's really heartfelt.
If we found out in the next couple hours that Cam Wake took Ritalin and was out, that would be about the same.
Sure.
For us. Yeah, for the Dolphin fans.
Like that
you're losing.
Like,
you're probably your best defensive
absolutely.
Player.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I wonder, like, do you think he knew that Adderall was banned? Or, like, I just wonder what the backstory is.
You talk to Channing. The next time, on Tuesday, when we have Channing, and ask that same question.
He's going to say, yes, he knew and was trying to sneak
before
it.
Before he drank a shake. Before
he would check.
He just would ask because you never know. The littlest thing in the world, the little bit of powder extra that they put a protein that you think is protein that has something in it. You got a list that's probably 5 miles long that the doctors and the trainers have inside the facility. They will tell you what to eat, what to drink, what you bought a smoothie from where. I wouldn't drink it. Just in case, just be careful. Drink them from here. It's weird because the policy is so messed up, but you're in a job that only 1,500 people in the whole world have.
No, I get it. And honestly, like, if you're taking Adderall before a game, you would have an advantage, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Over the other players.
Yeah.
I've never taken Adderall. You've taken it before?
I have, yeah.
And you can tell.
You're in tunnel vision.
Like, you really are that focused.
I have never read a book that thoroughly in my life. In my life. And I'm not saying that people out there, go get Ritalin, go get Adderall, it's great for you. I took it for the first time in my life when I was studying with a group of people at UF, and I could not believe, like, I was reading words.
Is it an addictive drug?
I don't think it's an addictive drug.
I wonder
drug.
If it's addictive
yeah,
or not.
I would say
it is addictive.
Addictive.
It is?
Yeah. Have you taken Adderall, Shay? Have you ever tried it?
I have. I've taken it because I have a little ADD.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Because you got brain surgery.
Did you notice that you had, like, laser vision, like you were totally focused on stuff?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
There are times now that I wish that I did have it.
Oh, God, me too. And I'm talking about you, not me. I wish that you and Andy.
Well, Andy, yeah.
I wish there was a drinking fountain back there that sprayed Adderall.
What?
I'm just teasing.
Drinks?
I wasn't paying attention.
You
sorry.
Know, you know, I love
I'm not
Shay.
Teasing. I wish
Omar Kelly writes for the Sun Sentinel, and he knows more about the Dolphins than we do. And like we've been saying all day long, it is a damn big, important game on Sunday. We talk Dolphins football and get any inside breaking info, if there is any, from Omar Kelly when we come back.
This is the Mark Hochman Show with Zach Krantz on 560 QAM.
Ladies and gentlemen, here in New York City, anything goes. You can now walk around smoking weed, and all they're going to do if they see you smoking the weed is write you a ticket. Unfortunately, the ticket will be to a Jets game.
Fun.
Do what?
It.
Oh. What's it?
It.
Oh. It.
All right. Man, this 3 hours has flown by, partly because I'm watching Andy King through the glass, and that's like watching a sitcom today. He's dealing with so much stuff. And we were just talking during the commercial break. You know that live Peter Pan is
it's tonight, right?
It's on NBC. And it stars, Peter Pan is played by Allison Williams, who is Brian Williams' daughter.
You know, I thought it was the girl that we had on our pregame show a couple weeks ago.
Allison Williams from the Marlins broadcast?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, speaking of broadcast, the Panthers broadcast tonight on our radio station, Randy Moeller, the Red Deer, out sick, right? He's got laryngitis.
He's got the flu.
So Craig Minervini.
Wow.
Craig DeGeorge from Wrestling Days.
That's right.
Wrestling fan. Minnie in the Midday. Craig Minervini is going to do the play-by-play for the Florida Panthers tonight.
How's everything going with you, Jace?
Jace, right here on 560 QAM. Omar Kelly is joining us here. Omar Kelly writes for the Sun Sentinel, and he covers the Dolphins, and we love
having
him.
How come Omar's not calling the game tonight?
How come you're not calling the Panthers game tonight, Omar?
I can name one Panthers player, maybe.
It was funny because Randy Moeller on our very radio station, I love the Panthers, but I don't know much about the players. I go to a lot of games, and I watch them on TV, and I listen to them on the radio. And when we were doing the NHL draft special here on 560, Moeller calls me one night, about 2 months before the draft special, and he goes, "Hey, Hawk, how would you like to host the show with me, and we'll do the draft?" And I said, "Moeller, I will be exposed in 20 seconds as not knowing a thing about the NHL. Certainly the draft with everybody coming out of Europe and Eastern Europe." So,
could have been the first person to say Aaron Ekblad.
Ekblad.
You know?
You got Ekblad.
Well, the one thing I love about hockey was how accommodating they were. Because when I first got here at the Sun Sentinel, I used to have to fill in for and cover hockey every once in a while. And the players were so, and the coaches were so nice and so caring about the fact that you just didn't really know much or understand much. Whereas in an NFL locker room, they wouldn't put up with that crap.
No.
Yeah, that is kind of cool. So they would help you out. They knew that you didn't know as much about you needed to know, and you could tell them that, and then they would help you out?
Absolutely. No question about it. And I'm sure they're still that same way.
That's really cool.
They roll out the red carpet, and they try to help you understand things that you don't understand. And you know, they do it to be fair, the Dolphins do it now. If I have a question, I generally know who I can go to help explain something to me. And they do a good job with that. Just on a general basis, that wouldn't fly in most locker rooms.
That's kind of cool to hear. Omar Kelly is with us from the Sun Sentinel. So tonight, I'm imagining you're probably going to be watching Bears and Cowboys, but is there any chance you'll flip over to NBC and watch Peter Pan live?
No, not a chance. I don't even think I'll be watching Bears and Cowboys. I'm basically doing work and then doing Scandal and keeping it moving.
Oh, that's everybody right. loves Scandal that show. Thursday, huh? I got to start watching that. Everybody raves.
You're missing out. That's a good show.
It is an amazing show. Yeah. No, Scandal's done for the winter season, so we're on hiatus. Oh,
did you just tease me? I thought it was tonight.
No Scandal.
No, we had the winter finale. Now shows are doing like winter and spring seasons.
It's so confusing nowadays with TV. You don't know when, and everything's on demand, so you just watch it when
that's
you
good
want.
Point.
Haloti Ngata being out, and I was just reading the quote from him about it, and I felt sad for him now. But for a Dolphins fan, that's unbelievably good news.
Don't feel sad for him, because you know what? In reality, if he needed Adderall, it would have been as easy as going to see a doctor for 15 minutes to get a prescription.
So you think he knew it was a banned drug, or you think he just took a drug?
I think the new thing to do in the NFL now is if you get busted for PED, say I took Adderall. So I don't believe anybody who says they took Adderall. Oh.
Interesting. Because I didn't realize that.
Most people, there are tons of Dolphins players who take Adderall, and it's approved. Because it's easy to get approved.
If you have a prescription, it's approved.
If you have a prescription, and all you got to do is go to the doctor and say, I'm having focus issues. Can you help me out? Or I'm struggling with paying attention or concentration. Man, it's not that hard. Or, you know, predisposed to ADD. It's not that hard. So it's an approved drug if you can get, if you can have a prescription for it, and to go through the process of getting it approved. Anybody in the NFL who uses it without it being approved by the NFL, you're just an idiot or using it as an excuse.
So I should not feel bad for Haloti Ngata. All right.
Nah.
Well, I'm glad you just unburdened me a little bit. I've got other things that I need to feel bad about. Not that. Is it raining out in Miami? I just saw on CBS 4, the guy was doing a live shot. Is it raining out? I had no idea.
We don't have any windows.
Yeah, it was raining when I got home. I'm not sure if it's still raining. But Haloti Ngata not playing is a huge, huge benefit to the Dolphins. I mean, it's like hitting the lotto. Because he would probably be one of the top five toughest players that they would have to face against Baltimore. Last year against Baltimore, they held the Dolphins to 22 rushing yards. You know what happens when the Dolphins become drastically one-dimensional. It definitely helps you, but you're still, from a physicality standpoint, in my mind, this is probably going to be the toughest opponent that you face all season.
And we're not overstating it. This is an unbelievably important game Sunday.
You know how you guys ask me if this is a must-win all the time?
This one is?
This one is. If you want to make the play, now you don't have to win if the playoffs isn't that important to you. You don't have to win, but if you want to make the playoffs, this is a must-win. One of these two teams, in my mind, is gonna end up with 10 wins and get to the playoffs. It could be the Dolphins. It could be the Ravens. We don't know. Fortunately for the Dolphins, they finished with three of the final four games at home. Season sets up pretty well for them, especially since the Jets suck. And, you don't have to beat the Patriots in New England to get to the playoffs. Now, would it be great if you beat the Patriots and swept them for the first time in forever? Sure, but you don't need to if you take care of Baltimore.
Now, does Omar Kelly think the Dolphins are a playoff team?
No, I actually wrote a column about that earlier this week. I don't believe, and it's hard. And consider this. Let me preface this. You know, I've said to you all season, this is a good team. They are a good team. They have talent. They're probably the deepest offense team I've ever covered. There isn't many needs. Yes, certainly they could use a cornerback right now. But they're a team that doesn't have many needs. They're really stocked at a lot of positions. Talent is everywhere. I like the offense. I like the defense. However, saying that, there's a next level that you got to get to in terms of offensive efficiency, production, rushing, big plays, third down efficiency, red zone efficiency, and they're just not there yet. I can't see it, and I don't see them shifting from gear three, which they've been in forever, to gear four. I don't see it just happening all of a sudden, click, and it's there. And then defensively, they're just they're leaking right now. They're leaking oil, and it's hard to sit here and say that it's going to get all better when Cortland Finnegan comes back, considering you've given up like 470 rushing yards in the past 2 weeks. Now, before that, you gave up 176 to three opponents, but you're taking on leaks right now, and you got to patch that up.
7 minutes ago, you tweeted out, I'm joining the Mark Hockman and Zach Krantz show right now, but you tagged Zach Krantz and you did not tag me. Why is that?
Because you know what? It's easy to find people you tag when you follow them, and I've never followed you, and I always feel bad about that, and I always say right after I'm finished my interview,
I'm going to unfollow you right now.
Don't block Omar. Don't block him.
I'm muting him.
He, he will be back if he unfollows.
I can't believe that you tagged him and not me.
I always
what
say,
a slight, when I, man.
When I tweet it out, I always say, you know what? I really need to find Mark Hochman's address and follow it. Because you know how it is. It comes up when you follow that person. But if you don't follow that person and you might tag the wrong person, it's very uncomfortable when you tag the wrong person.
Plus, I got a Z in my name. There's probably not that many people he follows.
He spelled
Z.
My name properly. Yeah. That's my damn Twitter handle.
I know.
It's pretty cold, Omar.
I can't believe you interrupted my question for that.
I'm putting it right now. I'm putting it in right now, and Mark Hochman, are you wearing a suit?
Yes, see? I am wearing a suit. I'm pretending to be a journalist in that picture because I pretended.
Oh, man, I was so mad at you this week.
No. Omar, that was not me. It was not my fault.
It was your fault.
I was bamboozled.
It doesn't matter.
No. You didn't hear the radio show. You didn't hear the show. The headline was wrong. I never said what was attributed to me. I don't want to revisit this anyway.
Talk about that.
I apologized, honestly, to Ira Winderman when he came in here because I said, you're a real journalist. I was not pretending to be a journalist. I know I'm not a journalist. I don't want to break stories. And I apologize to you, and I apologize to Alex Marvez, who, hey, you could argue whether he's a journalist or not. But regardless, I apologize to him as well. I honestly, that was nothing that I did intentionally, and I felt awful about it.
Here's the thing that people don't understand. Like, I'm dealing with two rumors right now that I got to dig up and investigate. The amount of times that you have to dig through rumors and speculations and innuendos and people's opinions that this is happening and it's not, that actually turn out to be true, it's probably 1 out of 20.
Right.
So if I'm out there putting out all the 20 things that I've heard or said that aren't true, it's inaccurate, and it's going to do my industry a disservice. So I try not to say anything that I do not know or cannot confirm or unequivocally have more than multiple sources on saying this is the reality. You know, I hear stuff about the Canes all the time. And because I'm not down there, I do not put any of that stuff out unless I'm absolutely certain that it's 100% positive. And when a situation is so hot and so fragile like the University of Miami is right now, good God, they're so fragile. You can't.
You ain't just whistling Dixie.
You can't say those. You can't put that stuff out there. You just can't, because everybody who wants it to be true is going to take it, light a fire to it, and burn down the house.
That's exactly what happened. Now, I will give you just the slightest explanation is when I went on the air, I said, hey, I'm going to share with you a conversation I just had with somebody, and you can determine whether you think it's true or not.
Can't do that.
But I do a talk show. I'm not a journalist.
You are a journalist.
I am not. No, absolutely. I am a guy who plays radio game shows called Balty More or Balty Less.
You have a radio, and that's what the thing. I heard your conversation before that. You have a radio show. You have a platform to be on the air, formulating opinions and steering opinions, and that is a journalist. You have to treat yourself with a different level of accountability than everybody else.
I disagree. I am a professional clown. I have no opinion. When I used to be a music DJ, I used to make up the weather. Every time that I had to do a weather report, I would make up the weather because I didn't care if I was right or wrong.
Those people in Belgrade are still mad at you for that. That's unbelievable. I don't even know where to go now after that.
And we're actually out of time.
Actually, I can break news. Omar Kelly likes me better than Mark Hochman. That's why he
does
that on
Twitter. No, he has followed me now on Twitter.
Well, then I'm blocking him.
Omar, I'm being 100% honest. I apologize to journalists because I was not trying to troll on the radio. And I was, I mean, obviously, I want as many people to listen to me as possible, but yeah. I wouldn't do it through those means. In 24 years of doing radio, I've never broken news. I never will break news. Yeah. I am not going to break news. I don't mind being sixth. Like, no one's going to – I made this the point. No one's ever going to tune to Mark Hochman to hear breaking news. I know that. That's not the niche I've carved.
You're supposed to be plugged in, and that's where people took what you said for face value. And I heard it, and I heard the conversation with Joe Zagacki, and I can understand. And we are – journalists are upset at you. We are.
No, they should be. They should be, except that I didn't do what journalists are accusing me of doing.
Okay. We're just going to let it ride. We're just going to let it ride.
I didn't do it!
Listen, let's just hope that, because we all know Al Golden's going nowhere. We all know that he's not going to be forced to fire D'Onofrio. I've heard so many bad things about how toxic things have gotten over there. I wish him the best of luck in his final season, and I wish their athletic director the best of luck in his final season.
Wow!
Because you know what? If you're going to let this, you're going to let University of Miami become just a mediocre, no standard having the fat girl at the club, then more power to you. But the next president of the university, he's probably going to come in here and he's going to clean house and he's going to have every reason to.
Well, that's obviously where the anger comes from, Hurricanes fans, because 6-6, I was making this point, I know we're up against break, 6-6 is not a disaster. You know,
it is a disaster. But,
I mean, that's what I said. Like, it's an average team. And I know we don't. Well,
with the talent that you had, with the talent that you had, which is unequivocally, and you'll find out how much talent they had when they get to the draft and how many players make it to the NBA, NFL, and probably how many guys transfer from that school and go on to play at other places, because there's a lot of kids that are unhappy there. With the talent that you had on that team, you had no reason to lose. You at the least should have been an 8-8 team. And we all know that you should have beaten the five Virginia and you should have beaten Pittsburgh to at least make your season respectable.
You've been 8-4 team, not 8-8.
Yeah, you should, I'm sorry, 8-14. You should have at least beaten your final two opponents to make your season respectable, but your players have quit on you. And why have they quit on you? That's the critical question that people associated with the University of Miami have to look into. They have to investigate, why have the players quit on Al Golden and his staff? Why do they not trust Al Golden and his staff? And if they don't look into those issues and address them, then everybody's acceptable, accepting the fact that we're either going to be a mediocre program or the next president's going to come in here and clean house, because the problem is likely not going to get better.
Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel, from one journalist to another, thank you for carving out some time for us here on the radio.
Who's the other journalist to Omar?
Oh, my God. So the journalists were cursing
shame,
me out.
Shame.
It was not what I intended.
You want to be an entertainer, but you're not.
I am a journalist. No, I'm not a journalist.
You're a journalist.
Incorrect.
You are not.
Incorrect.
You are a journalist.
You are factually incorrect.
Listen, you formulate opinions about sports. You have an outlet that 99% of the world does not have, especially when it comes to South Florida sports. You are one of me, my brethren. You are a journalist, and you have to treat it with respect.
I can't. I play games like McBob, McRib, or Mick Jagger. I have zero respect for this medium. I got to go, Omar. Andy's freaking out, and we're up against a break. But I love talking to you, so thank you for making time for us.
All right, guys.
All right. That is my fellow journalist, Omar Kelly, from the Sun Sentinel. I don't know. He says I'm a journalist. I don't think I'm a journalist. All right. More Dolphins talk. Steve Berline also. He's going to be on the call for the Dolphins game on Sunday. He's coming up around 6:30.
This is the Mark Hochman Show with Zach Krantz on 560 QAM.
Meg? I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. But I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you. But what I do have is $2 and a Casio wristwatch. You can have one of them.
Just think about it.
Yeah. This is a throwback, huh? Yeah. This stuff freaks me out. This feels like new music to me. I mean, not new, but it doesn't feel like something that you'd play on
a
throwback Thursday.
Old,
but
yeah.
It is, yeah.
I mean, does Fred Durst do anything relevant anymore?
I don't know. I guess not.
Didn't he do the dirty with Britney,
yes,
and
with Britney
Christina
Spears.
Aguilera?
With Britney Spears, I know for sure.
Yeah. And Christina, too, right?
Fred Durst was on top of the world for a while.
And on top of them.
Hey, hey.
Thank you, Shay.
Hey.
It's my own personal boing right there. Thank
Panthers you. Play tonight, and you'll hear the game here on 560 QAM. And I played this earlier in the show, but I want to play it now. I know a lot of people are in their car. This is like a little minute and a half snippet, a little montage of all the different goal calls that Randy Moeller has done this season for us We take your suggestions on Twitter. You could tweet them to me at Mark Hockman or at Zach Krantz. And we feed Randy Moeller pop culture lines, lines from commercials, movies, songs, and he weaves them into the goal calls throughout the season. Here's a little taste of what he's done so far this season.
That's a shoot, they score! Erica Branson puts it over the shoulder to Ben Bishop. By Felicia. Panthers with a 1-0 lead. By Felicia. Bottom front deflected. They score! Off of Bukestad. I'm so fancy. Here's Perry shoot. He scores! Bro, holler at your boy. Panthers with a power play goal. I'm so fancy. I'm so fancy. Bro, holler at your boy. He shoots, he scores! Charlie bit my finger. On a front shot, they score! Barkov with a tip-in. Ba-ba-booey. Fa-fa-fooey. Boys trying to come out of his own zone. Shoot, they score! Sean Bergenheim. I am Groot. He scores! And I'm all about the base. No treble. 1-0 Panthers. The shot there, they score! Jimmy Hayes. Shout out to the pair.
Into the high slot. Here's Boyce. Gives it to UC. You're going to shoot. He scores. So you're going to shoot me in my pinky toe?
They shoot. He scores. Willie Lump Lump. Rebound. Shoot. They score. Woohoo. Got me some cold cuts. Shoot. They score. Jonathan Huberdeau. Fireball. Then they score. And I'm Wolf Blitzer, and you're in the Situation
God,
Room.
Is that good?
Yo, Gabba Gabba. Oh, I want to party with you, cowboy. Woohoo! 44, that's me. Fireball. And I'm all about the bass. No treble. I am Groot. Ba-ba-booey. Fa-fa-fooey. Bye, Felicia. I'm so fancy. Oh, I want to party with you, cowboy. So you're going to shoot me in my pinky toe? Fireball. I am Groot.
Love those.
That's amazing.
So if you want to have Randy Moeller do one of your goal calls, you can tweet it to us and we'll give him the suggestions. Tonight, the Panthers play at the BB&T Center and you'll hear the action here on 560 WQAM. But Randy Moeller will not be doing the goal calls because he is out sick with the flu. And so Greg Minervini will be on the call tonight.
Can we get Craig to do a goal call?
I wonder if Craig Minervini would do the goal call.
Look, he shoots, he scores. Hogan beats the Giants.
We'll do old wrestling stuff. Craig DeGeorge. All right, there you have it. Steve Berline is going to join us momentarily. He's on the call for the Dolphins-Ravens game for CBS this Sunday. I got to ask him also about me wearing this Champion shirt today that Channing Crowder was making fun of. I had no idea that Champion was not popular. I guess it never was popular, according to Channing.
I mean, it was around.
But it's never been hip.
There wasn't a long line at the Champion store for the shoes when they came out.
All right. Well, I guess it was official today. But I'll ask Steve Berline. Maybe he thinks. Hey, he's got to be my age. Right? He's got to be older, right?
A Ross gift card for Christmas.
I'm 45. Berline's what? What do you think? Like 49, 50?
Yeah, probably.
Probably around that age.
Yeah.
This is the Mark Hockman Show.
Shay, come over here for a second. Come over to the microphone. I mean, Mike's been dying to rap with you.
That's like bull. I ain't say nothing like that. Don't say that. Stay your ass right back in that corner, Shay. Get your ass right back out.
My bad. Shay, go back to where you
go
were.
Back in the corner.
On 560 QAM.
So you got a Panthers game tonight at the BB&T Center. Columbus Blue Jackets are at the BB&T Center tonight. And we know that the Panthers apparently cannot beat the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yeah, they got some. I don't know what it is. The Randy Moeller
Moeller
curse.
Was telling us that it was, what, 9 games in a row. Moeller is not there tonight, though. He's battling the flu. And so you're going to have Craig Minervini or Craig DeGeorge.
I like Craig DeGeorge better.
As I like to call him. And Alex Dono, the Big Elbow. Panthers preview with the Big Elbow. Alex Dono's going to start at 7 o'clock, and you're out there now, Alex.
I'm out
cold.
Here. And
it's cold
I've
in there,
the,
isn't it?
Oh, it's like 40 degrees in here. I wear two sweatshirts. Lousen hugs me to keep me warm. We lock Randy Moeller out of the building tonight, and Craig DeGeorge, the one and only, is sitting next to me here. Gonna have a little fun tonight, guys.
This is gonna be a good time. Now, Minervini, I'm gonna play for you a couple of the goal calls that Moeller has done for us this season so far, just so you can get a little vibe.
Got big shoes to fill tonight.
Got big shoes, and we're expecting a lot of goals against Columbus, and we want to give you a couple suggestions as well. But here's here's a couple samples of Moeller. Here's one of the goal calls. Okay. If you remember the movie Harlem Nights, you will hear a famous Della Reese line here.
Into the high slot. Here's Boyce. Gives it to UC. You're going to shoot these scores! So you're going to shoot me in my pinky toe?
So you're going to shoot me in my pinky toe, all right? That's one that he did this season. Here's another one that he did.
Score! And I'm Wolf Blitzer, and you're in the Situation Room.
I'm Wolf Blitzer. You're in the Situation Room. Here's one from my my favorite song of the year, Iggy Azalea's Fancy.
Fred deflected. They score off of Bukestad. I'm so fancy.
I love that one. I think that's so great. Did you see the movie Guardians of the Galaxy, Minervini?
I missed that one.
Big Elbow?
Is that late night HBO?
No.
The one man in America who visits Guardians of the Galaxy.
Dono, I mean, like, what is he talking about there?
That movie made like $100 million
in one
night.
It was the biggest movie. It was a Marvel movie.
Is that Craig Minervini or Richie Minervini there?
How are we going to get pop culture goal calls out of Craig Minervini when he's still playing
baseball season,
music off a Walkman? Here's one from Guardians of the Galaxy that's going to be nothing to Minervini.
Boys trying to come out of his own zone. Shoot, they score! Sean Bergenheim, I am Groot.
I am Groot. Doesn't mean anything to you, does it?
No, that doesn't. What is this game?
How about this one? Meghan Trainor. Meghan Trainor, very hit song here. Big hit song.
He scores! And I'm all about the bass. No treble.
All about the bass, no treble. You ever heard that, Minervini?
Very nice. Yes.
I think he's lying.
I don't believe him. Are you going to do any wacky goal calls tonight, Minervini?
You know what? I'm going to let Randy take the wacky goal call.
Come on, how about Bergenheim, he shoots, he scores! Turned down for what?
Wait, Craig, how about you know, he shoots, he scores, Hogan takes down the Giant.
Yeah, do a Craig DeGeorge call.
Well, let me ask you, Hawk, do you salutations on your show?
I mean, well, yes, I do now.
Oh, you do? Okay, so
I do know what you're saying. Okay. I don't want to steal someone else's shtick.
That's Randy's shtick, you know? You can't replace. As you said, he's a size, what, 13?
So you're saying it's the same reason that I don't suey callers. that's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. All right, so we'll have some fun tonight, no doubt about it.
We will not hear Aaron Ekblad. He shoots, he scores! Turn down for what? No?
Maybe you'll hear this was no boating accident. How about that?
All right. There you have it. All right, so Craig Minervini, the Columbus Blue Jackets, they're at the BB&T Center. Why can't the Panthers beat them?
That's a great question because a lot of teams have beaten the Blue Jackets, but they have so many injuries and, you know, to go back all these games. Now, one thing, too, is they haven't played a lot of games against Columbus. They're now in the Eastern Conference, but it's been a problem when you go in there. The good news for the Panthers, they responded and beat Detroit on Tuesday night.
Yeah, that was an amazing win. I can't believe that they won that game.
And this team, you know, you kind of look at it, and every time you think maybe, oh, you lose to Columbus, and they've been able to respond.
All right. Craig Minervini's got the call tonight. Puck drops at 7:30, and Alex Dono, the Big Elbow, is going to get things started at 7 o'clock with Panthers preview. Have a good time out there, gentlemen.
All right. What was that, Battlestar Galactica?
God, this Minervini. I mean, this is unbelievable. When's the last time you've gone and seen a movie? What the hell are you doing with
Netflix.
Your life?
I got Netflix.
Minervini once big-timed me at Marlins Park.
No.
I did not big-time
Yes, you.
You
did. He's walking by. I mean, you know, I'm with my wife and kid, and there comes Minervini with the Fox Sports microphone, and he's, you know, he's walking through with like a man with a plan. I'm not even exaggerating. I'm like, hey, Craig, you know, I've worked with Craig for years. Hey, Craig, I mean, just blows right by me like I'm nobody. And at that point, I wrote you off, Minervini. I knew that.
I thought we made up.
Yeah, kind of. All right, Craig Minervini's got the call tonight. All right, we'll be listening, man. Where'd he go? He's gone?
Disappeared.
Right, he's gone. All right, we got to get out of here. All right, we got to get out of here. Was a loaded potato of a show. Thank you to Steve Berline. Thank you to Mike Wallace from ESPN. Omar Kelly, my journalist brethren from the Sun Sentinel. We'll have a loaded potato of a football Friday tomorrow. Nice job, Grant, our intern. And everybody have a safe night. Listen to the Panthers game, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Blah, blah, blah.